And good afternoon on this Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. 12:03 is the time here on ESPN Central Texas, and we come to you for the second day in a row live from Miami, Florida, and the site of this year's Super Bowl, 49ers and Chiefs now less than a week away, and Media Day now behind them as of last night as well, but the countdown continues on, and like I said, day number two of five for us here, broadcasting from Radio Row, which has filled out a little bit more, but not quite to the level that it might be by the end of the week, or I think it'll be very telling if it's not too much different by the end of the week, but it has picked up a little bit. There's a Deion Sanders over there a few tables over. We just got done wrapping up an interview. You'll hear a little bit later on as well, so some folks making their way through all the tables here, and Craig Smoke with you as always, joined as always by your boy Q. How are we doing this afternoon?
Well, like you said, man, it's starting to get a little bit more busy around here. Deion's over there. T.O. was around here earlier. I think Greg Jennings is a couple tables over from us. We've just been seeing more and more people, more and more action, more and more players rolling through here. So this is how it goes, man, here on Radio Row. You know, it just kind of gets ramped up as the week goes on. And, you know, tomorrow will really be when it starts to really, really hit and be impactful. But it's a good day, man. It's a good day today so far, and I'm pretty excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather outside in Miami. I know that's not anything that people back in Texas really want to hear. I think the weather's not great.
It was really foggy this morning, though. When we rolled in here to the convention center, when we got here, it was really, really foggy. You couldn't even see the water when we were crossing the bridge.
Wow, yeah, it's... I don't even know what causes that, but
right.
It has cleared up quite nicely. It's sunny, it's warm, and it's what you'd expect from Miami, Florida, quite frankly. We got a busy show for you this afternoon, but last night was media night. You went and checked that out, and they did so at the Marlins ballpark, which is new, and we got a glimpse of it as we were rolling on into town on our hour and a half of dropping people off from the airport. We got a glimpse of it then. You got a much up close and personal view of it last night. What'd you think?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was just kind of okay. You know, it really has become difficult to get interviews with more and more of the players that are walking around the floor just because, one, it's hard to identify them all. I mean, it really is. You know, you have to kind of
really wear helmets while they do it.
Well, no, it's the thing is that they, you know, some of them will have they'll have their number on their, like their hoodie or whatever that they're wearing, but it's kind of hard to figure out exactly who it is. And then it's like, I mean, it's a big rat race anyway, but it's kind of difficult. It's really more for the fans now than it is for like media to go and do some interviews, but it was fun to hang out at Marlins Park and it was opening night of Super Bowl, so I really took a lot of pictures, did some videos, and set those out, and so that was cool. That's really what it's for.
Is it fair to say that you're even kind of, I guess, media night's losing its luster for you, Mr. NFL, who I know, like, when you first started coming to Super Bowls, we're like, oh, heck yeah, let's go to media day. But now that you've been a few times, it's kind of like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, it kind of like it is what it is, but it's the thing about it is, like I said, it's with the music playing so loud and everyone just kind of being out there on the floor. And, you know, you get so many guys that are just kind of goofballs and they're not really there to do interviews or they're doing other things. And some of the things are kind of cool. Like that old school game. What's that game that,
Rock'em Sock'em
Robots. Yeah. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That was on that. A guy had that out there and he was playing it with the players and that was kind of cool. You know, that was kind of cool. But at the same time, it's just like, it is what it is. I really think that in the day and age of social media, that's a really good social media event.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's really good. Like I said, pictures, videos, that's really cool. Like, I know I tweeted out a picture of the Honey Badger, and a lot of people like that because it's the Honey Badger. You know, like our own Garrett Ross, he was big on that when he's like, oh, that's my guy, you know, LSU dude. So I think that's really, really what that's for. You can't really get up to the podium. Like, Patrick Mahomes had
a picture of Patrick Mahomes. It was like 20 people deep, and it was all around him. And I'm just sitting there looking at the picture going, like, what does the guy – who's like 10 people back, much less the guy who's 10 people back of him. Like, what are they even getting?
Right, right.
Like, you're getting like a long distance shot of him with like 20 heads in front of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really know what the people in the back of those groups even get from that.
And then on top of that, it's just kind of the experience. You know, it's the experience of walking around there and being on the scene. And that's, you know, I'm not mad at that. And a lot of people have a lot of fun with that. So, again, it's cool. It's a good way to kind of start to run into people that you know. You know, it's one big to-do.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. If you don't go, it's not like you missed the best part of the week.
Oh, no, and I didn't. I did not go. Been there, done that. And I'm not worried about the social media aspect of it or, you know, going and getting all that. But Q did cover it and got a lot of great pictures and a lot of good stuff, including some audio that if we have time, we'll play for you a little bit later on. It's kind of, you know.
Never know around here.
You never know. We can set a schedule, but really it's kind of almost pointless to set a schedule. You kind of have your loose idea, but at the same time, there's a lot of things. Like, there's not really a point in planning, like, we're going to talk about this here at 2 o'clock because at 1:55, like, oh, hey, no, you got Michael Irvin now coming up or like that.
And that's the thing, I mean, because we'll record interviews before the show. We'll get here bright and early and start recording interviews, but there's no telling when it's actually going to play because
it'll play.
That will happen, what you just said. You know, somebody will come up and all of a sudden, hey, this is a better interview or a more important interview than so on and so forth. So you just collect a lot, collect as much as possible, and you run with what you could run with, and you don't run with what you can't run with, and the rest is made for the website.
Yeah, it is being updated constantly, that website, centexsportsfan.com, so you can check out some of the media night pictures from last night, and all the audio that we'll be bringing you. We got a pretty busy show as it stands right now, but before we get into some of our guests, including some of our regulars that will also be joining us today, Stephen Simcox back in the home studios. How are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it was a fun first day for you guys from Radio Row, so I'm excited to see what day two brings, and I already saw that you have recorded with some good guests this morning.
Yep, got a few things already done, so we'll have, for example, Mark Schlereth joining us a little bit later on. Stink had a little pocket of time and ran on over here, and we were able to get that done before the show started today, so it was good to talk to him. We didn't get an Eddie Green chili talk. Didn't have time to do any of that.
Right.
His stinking green chili, he was not promoting that either. He was actually promoting another brand that we will, well, I guess you will hear later on this afternoon, but it's kind of a chill day today, chill but busy, if that makes sense. But everybody just kind of, you know, doing their thing all around us. Radio stations across America just talking like we are at the moment, and guests sort of weaving their way in and out. I mentioned Deion Sanders coming through here. I see him like pretty much directly in front of me right now. It is a weird setup, though, compared to other years, because typically you can see all the way across the convention center. So you can see if on the opposite side of the big TV setups that are right there in the middle, you can see if, you know, oh, hey, there's Troy Aikman over on the other side. Hey, you know, that kind of a deal. Here it's kind of cut in half. So we only get really a view of this side of the room, and then we're blocked by CBS Sports Network and Pro Football Talk, and I don't even really know what's on the other side. I've walked over there.
It's like 100 little radio, I say little, but about 100 different radio tables, and then there's ESPN is way in the corner as well. So it's just, yeah, it's really the bigger side of the room. We're really on the small side of the room. So
yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Mm-hmm. And when I like peeked my head in there, I guess it was yesterday, it's like, oh, okay. And, you know, but it is weird because it is sort of cut in half. So there could be a bunch of guests over there right now that will be making their way over here later that we're not even aware of because we can't see them at the moment. But they'll eventually make their way on over here and vice versa. But we do have a pretty busy show for you today. I guess tonight, definitely on your docket, and Paul's as well, is the media party. That's the big event tonight, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we got a text on our Bush and Chicken text line that said, Q, you just getting old. No, I'm not getting old. I'm going to be at that media party tonight. And look, it's from, what, 7 to 10, so it's not really a late party or anything. But I'll definitely be there in full effect and handling my business. Now, I will say, on Sunday night, I wasn't feeling good when we got here, and so I had to make sure I was good and healthy to make it through the week. Like I said, when we went to New Orleans, I was going to defeat New Orleans. So far, Miami has defeated me, but I still have plenty of time to bounce back. So not getting old, contrary to this text on the Bush and Chicken text line, but I just gotta work and navigate through it, you know. But I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. Don't worry.
Why do they say you're getting old?
Because I was talking about the media or the media night, opening night wasn't all that.
For that person, whoever it is, go to media night and then come back with your reaction. Trust me, it ain't no getting old. It's go experience it for yourself, and you'll understand kind of the feelings once you walk away from it. You're just kind of like,
that's all right. I'll make them proud tonight, though. I'll make them proud tonight at the media party. They'll be proud of me. They'll say, all right, that's the Q we know.
Yes, that's
the
younger Q that we know.
That's right.
Well, on the show today, we're going to have a couple of regular guests. Patrick Walker of CBS Sports will be with us here in about 17 minutes from now. We'll plan on having Cover 3 at 1 o'clock, but as you've said before, the whole shows during Super Bowl week are kind of Cover 3s anyways, mm-hmm. but I'm sure there's some notes that we can get to, so we'll have that around 1 o'clock. As of right now, at 1:30, Colt Barber will be joining us from Sikkim365.com. At around, what time is this girl? I forgot what Paul's, 2:15?
I don't have any idea. I have to check the schedule.
For you NASCAR fans, you'll know who this is, but if you're not a NASCAR fan, I'm not sure how
<we don't.
laughs> aware you will be. But Angela Ruck, who is one of the top female drivers on the NASCAR circuit, she's a part of the NASCAR reality series, The Ruck Life. Please, if you have any questions for her, send them on over to the Busch's Ticket Text Line, 254-662-1660. Not being disrespectful, I just feel like we probably got some NASCAR fans in the audience who are maybe fans of hers, and
yeah.
you could provide way better questions than some people who don't watch her show or don't watch her drive. So she'll be joining us a little bit later on, and if you want to pass along a question for Angela Ruck, 254-662-1660.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was at all, and I asked somebody who had interviewed her or something. I said, who is this? And she said, oh, it's that hot chick.
Oh, okay.
So I said, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, she's a part of the Ruck Life, which will premiere on February 4th on Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so I'm missing out on the TV shows they're providing these days. I don't know if I'm really missing out on much or not.
I don't know either.
As far as the I know I'm not missing anything as far as the regular
sure
part.
Not missing anything.
But on the TV side, I don't know if I'm missing out or not. But you can catch the Ruck Life starting on February 4th. So, again, NASCAR fans, got a question for Angela Ruck. Pass that along to us on the Busch's Chicken text line. So we'll have that, I think, sometime around 2:15 is what Paul said. So Mark Schlereth at 2 o'clock, and Angela Ruck will be with us at 2:15. At 2:45, we'll be joined by Darren Revell, formerly of ESPN. He moved on. He's doing very well for himself, and he is obsessed with money. And so he will be on with us to probably talk nothing but money, I would think, Q. That's kind of his wheelhouse and what he is obsessed with, and so he will be with us at around 2:45 to talk just some of the money sides of this year's Super Bowl.
And I'm sure that there's a lot of money to be made as far as betting and everything, and there's been a lot of sports betting, sports gambling guys walking around here.
So many, dude. They're almost like taking over Radio Road
exactly.
over the last couple years.
Exactly. And well, it's only increasing because there's so much more gambling involved now, you know, on so many different levels. I mean, you know, we made a joke yesterday. It was like, hell, there's a damn football team in Vegas now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 years ago, would we ever have thought that? Of course not.
No, there's a lot of old timers out there that would have said, no way.
It's never going to happen.
Never going to be legalized gambling. There's never going to be any pro sports team in Vegas. And now they've got two. They've got an NHL and an NFL team. And I'm sure they'll have a baseball or they'll for sure have a basketball team, I would think, in the next like 20 years.
I'll tell you right now, I never thought that they'd have a professional team in Vegas after what happened with the All-Star game.
Right, yeah.
I figured, okay, that's it. They ain't going to have, and this sounds bad, but they ain't going to have a bunch of young cats with money out there acting a fool.
Yeah, but they are.
But instead, they're like, "Hell, we'll build you a stadium."
Yeah, we'll bring two sports teams in,
right?
And probably on the hunt for more, I would imagine as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know that makes sense. As I don't know so much about baseball out in Las Vegas.
They got a AAA team, a AAA affiliate, right now.
Yeah, already pretty big. What Area 51s are out there,
mm-hmm.
But basketball seems like it would make a lot of sense for Vegas to get next. I don't know the NBA's idea on expansion, though. There don't really seem to be any teams that are in trouble to lose a franchise anytime soon. But I'm sure that's on the radar for them because they don't seem like they're slowing down. They're just picking up teams as it goes along. So I'll have Darren Revell with us from Action Network coming up today at 2:45. But let's take a break here, our first break. Again, Patrick Walker will be with us here in about 15 minutes from now. And this is ESPN Central Texas.
Join us for the Baylor Coaches Show this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's on the Circle in Waco with the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Join us Thursday live from Rudy's. We'll hear from softball head coach Glenn Moore and men's basketball coach Scott Drew.
That's the Baylor Coaches Show this Thursday live from Rudy's and right here on your home for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford and McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
The Real Texas Gun Show, coming Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at the Harker Heights Event Center off Edwards Drive. The Real Texas Gun Show, proud to be the place where small mom and pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The variety at the show is extensive, and oftentimes if they don't have it, they don't make it. The Real Texas Gun Show, more than just guns, you'll find preppers, survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and so much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, February 1st, 9 to 5, February 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Harker Heights Event Center.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long-distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas from Radio Row in Miami, Florida. And got a lot coming your way throughout the afternoon. But before we get into Patrick Walker of CBS Sports, he'll be joining us in this next segment a little less than 10 minutes from now. You've got a story from Media Night last night.
Yeah, I completely forgot about this until I started getting followed by Tiny Dave Aranda on Twitter.
But nice.
That means you've made it when Tiny Dave Aranda, Tiny Mac Rhodes, Tiny Matt Rule.
I wonder if it's the same person.
Tiny Art Browse. Right? I mean, I'm sure it is, but I always find those funny. But anyway, Tiny Dave Aranda started following me on Twitter, and so it made me think that Steve Foster, who we all call Foss, and we've actually talked about him on the show quite a bit. He's our buddy. He's our buddy from Austin / San Antonio, and yeah, he can be a little, you know, over the top at times. But anyway, he's a good dude. And so I was at the media night with him last night, and all of a sudden he goes, "Hey, your coach just walked by you," and I was like, "Who?" He's like, "Your coach." I'm looking around. I was like, "I don't see no John Gruden."
Yeah.
I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "John Gruden ain't here.
Guys, we made it to the Super Bowl."
Yeah, and he's like, "No." He's like, "Coach Aranda just passed you." I go, "Man," and look, we don't know Coach Aranda that well.
No, we don't
but
know him
I
at
don't
all.
See him as a dude who's going to be at Super Bowl media night.
No,
because his personality isn't.
It's like mine.
Right. It's not that I'm going to be out there and just be all real active. So I was like, "Nah, man, I don't think so. And he's like, no, he is. He's right there. And so he turned and looked, and here was a ball-headed dude. And I go, I don't know, man. This dude is dressed pretty sharp, and he looks like he's kind of swole, too. I mean, I was like, I don't think that's him. I was like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I don't think that's Coach. He's like, no, it is. It is. So he was he knew it was. He was just like, Hugh, you're wrong, man. That's your coach. I just saw him at the national championship game. I said, all right, cool, whatever. He walks up to him, and he has his back to us, right? And so Foss, you know, he always acts like he knows everyone just so they feel like he knows them too. So he's like,
I just roll with it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he must know me.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, Coach. And dude didn't respond. He's like, Coach. And right then I was like, oh, that ain't Coach.
Coaches look up.
So I started to walk around. I was like, I'm just going to walk around and look at him. And then at this point, I could see his side view. And I was like, this is a young cat, man. This ain't no. I was like, that. So I'm trying to.
He didn't have three kids.
I'm trying to motion to Foss, like, uh-uh. And so then he hits him on the shoulder. He's like, hey, Coach, Steve Foster. And he turns around and goes, I'm not a coach. I'm not a coach. And he's all, you must think I'm Coach Aranda. And that's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, no, no. He's like, no, you think I'm Coach Aranda. And then he tried to clean it up. You know, Foss tried to clean it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you think I'm Coach Aranda from LSU. And he goes, no, no, no. I just saw you in the elevator at the national championship game. And apparently that dude was there. It's this guy, Coy. Coy.
Oh, yeah, the reporter.
Coy somebody.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. He does, like, Fox Sports or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that.
He's a broadcaster.
Right, but then he told Foss that he was, like, a comedian or something
that. What is going on?
So that was the funniest thing because I was like, okay, well, hey, if Coach Aranda's here, I'm going to get an interview with him.
Yeah.
Like, who cares what else is going on here? I'm going to go ahead and do that. And so it was Coy something. I forget his name.
Yeah, I can't even. It's not even coming up.
I forget. Paul told me who it was earlier today, but
I know who you're talking about. He's a bald guy, and I guess like the skin tone maybe is like the same as Dave Aranda.
But he was—I mean, he was like almost rocked up. Like he looked.
Right.
I mean, he looked like he can go out there and. We just got a text on a Bush and Chicken text line from TJ saying, was it Robbie Lawler? No, but he looks like he could have gone out there and been a Robbie, you know, been in the ring with Robbie.
Yeah,
it was so funny, but man.
Sorry, no, I'm another Mexican-American man with a bald head.
Yeah, I could, but apparently he's gotten it multiple times because he calls it immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my experience with Coach Aranda at a media night who wasn't Coach Aranda. But when I got that that follow from Tiny Dave Aranda, it made me think of that. So that was really the highlight of the night. I was rolling.
How uncomfortable that must have been for a second.
I mean, and he went and hit him on the shoulder and everything. And so finally I'm walking away, and I was like, man, I could have told you by like halfway through it wasn't him. Oh, you didn't give me the signal. And I was like, I was trying to give you the signal. What are you talking about? I was just like, I was trying to give him the, don't do it, don't do it,
right.
Like abort mission or whatever. And there was no, and you know when Foss goes in, Foss goes all the way in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, oh, man, he's never met anyone he doesn't know. And if he doesn't know him, he'll tell him that he knows him.
Yeah, he is one of a kind.
He's a handful
sure,
of times.
Foss, and that's funny, man, that he was so sure of himself. But
I mean, if I had bet him money, he would have lost his money because he would have bet it.
All I can think of is Dave Aranda's at media night. The rumors are already starting up, like another Baylor coach looking ahead to the NFL. He's at media night.
Man, you ain't lying.
Yeah, but that would not be the event to go to for a job interview or any type of interest. So there's really no reason whatsoever that Dave Aranda would be randomly at media night in Miami, Florida, unless he just, you know, said what the heck or knew some people, I guess.
Right.
There's a lot of people there. There's definitely a lot of people that show up to that thing. And now they've, you know, opened it over the last few years with fans. And it's crazy. Like, I guess so, like, you know, a bit desensitized, and we'll take a break in just a second, but a little bit desensitized. It's like, for example, if some people in our audience saw Deion Sanders just in person would be like, flip out. And
right.
We see him walking around, we're just like, whatever, it's Deion Sanders, like, who cares? But I understand that we're kind of desensitized in some ways. It doesn't mean we don't get excited about certain
Plus,
things.
Plus, we kind of get to know the person.
Yeah.
And, like, with Deion, we remember the interview they did with Smokey and Paul a few Super Bowls ago. And we're like, yeah, he's not really that
takes
cool.
a lot of shine off people.
Yes.
But you realize they're just people.
Yeah.
And that, you know, what you see on TV is not always what you get.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have a little bit of a different viewpoint on it. But I don't even know where I was going with that now. But, yeah, it's cool to see. Oh, for the fans that show up, I understand why they show up. I mean, there's not really you can do much of anything other than just kind of look. But
stand
I guess
there,
the spectacle of it all is captivating for some. You get to see Patrick Mahomes, and maybe otherwise you wouldn't ever get to see Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So that's cool that they've opened it up. And there's certainly a lot of people that enjoy that event. But no, Dave Aranda was not there last
night.
He was hopefully out recruiting, which it looks like they've been doing a lot of. I've seen a few offers been put out over the last 24 hours. But coming up next here from Radio Row, we'll be joined on the phone lines by Patrick Walker of CBS Sports to talk Cowboys and the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball all season long with Pat and John on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears back in action Wednesday on the road in Ames against Iowa State. 7:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 8 p.m. tip-off Wednesday for the Bears and the Cyclones.
Follow the Bears all season long here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
Start a Ram. Save thousands at Allen Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another $1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade, MSRP of $26,260. Now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. Discounted price, just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the Crawfish Boil Box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Lady Bears take on Iowa State tonight in the Farrell Center. Nalissa Smith has missed the past few games with an ankle injury. Kim Mulkey was asked if Nalissa would play tonight.
I don't know. You know, I talked to Alex this morning, and I just hope it's, you know, a high ankle sprain is just something that can take weeks to keep you from being gimpy. It's not like just to roll your ankle and you're out there in a day or two. So I don't know, to answer your question. I don't know. I think it's just kind of week to week, day to day.
Baylor-Iowa State pregame show starts at 7, tip-off at 7:30. You can hear the game on ESPN Central Texas. Our coverage of the Super Bowl continues from Miami today. Unnecessary Roughness and You Make the Call will be live from Radio Row, getting you ready for Chiefs and Niners. The Cowboys have finalized their coaching staff. It was announced on Monday that former Packers and Colts quarterback Scott Tolzien will be an assistant on Mike McCarthy's staff.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
It's time to talk America's team with Patrick Walker from CBSSports.com, presented by Miller Lite.
And welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas, live from Miami and Radio Row here at the Miami Convention Center, which is a gigantic building, just huge building here. And a lot of radio folks doing their thing alongside us right now. Joining us now on the phone lines is Patrick Walker of CBS Sports. And, Patrick, we do appreciate the time. We do want to dig into the Super Bowl a little bit with you. But first things first, as we just heard there in the Sports Center update, the Cowboys have pretty much over the last few days been adding on to that coaching staff for Mike McCarthy, getting all of their ducks in a row. And what are your thoughts on how you've seen this coaching staff being put together? Who are some of the maybe names that pop out to you? Who are maybe some of the question marks? What do you think of what McCarthy's done with this staff?
Well, I like what he's doing as far as building his regime going forward. It has a lot of, I should say, anchored in experience. There's something that the Cowboys wanted, something they harped on, because, like we've spoken about ad nauseum, Jerry Jones, quote-unquote, doesn't have time for a bad time. So that's why he swung big and went with someone that was experienced and proven, like McCarthy. Now, McCarthy, obviously, he has his guys, so you knew that he was going to bring in individuals that he's worked with in the past. And the only concern there was would he be willing to also kind of stretch that that comfort level and try to step outside of the box a bit? But he's done that as well. So I love the blend that he has. He has his experienced, proven coaches. You know, you look at someone like Mike Nolan, you look at someone like Jim Thompson and what he's been able to do at the NFL level as far as coaching the defensive line. You look at Doug Nussmeier. Now, some look at Nussmeier and they say, well, why would you move the tight ends coach over to the quarterbacks coach? But if you look at Nussmeier's history, last season was the first season he's ever coached tight ends. He has extensive history as far as offensive coordinating big programs at the college level, quarterbacks coaching, things of that nature. You wouldn't get Joe Philbin. For my money, if you're going to ship out a talent like Mark Colombo, which initially I was against, and I'm not exactly on board with it right now, but Joe Philbin, that's a guy that you would love to bring in. He has the talent to do it. But then here's the risk that that you see within the staff. He goes out and he gets someone like Maurice Linguist to coach the secondary. Linguist doesn't have any NFL experience, but he's highly regarded at the collegiate level. You combine him with someone like Al Harris, a former cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, who's breaking into the coaching ranks as well. So there's an excellent mix in McCarthy's staff of experienced, proven guys, but he's also surrounding himself with youthful-minded guys, obviously Kellen Moore being the headliner for that category, but also bringing in some guys that are helping him out with analytics, like Rob Davis, who's been named the assistant head coach, who, for all intents and purposes, will not be coaching as much as he'll be helping build that analytics situation and helping with the personnel building under McCarthy. So looks great going forward, looks fantastic on paper. Now it's time to see what happens when the rubber meets the road.
Patrick, we had Peter King on yesterday, and we were talking to him on all things Cowboys, all things NFL in general, and he was talking about Mike McCarthy and the hire in Dallas and the fact that when he was in Green Bay and they were really successful with Aaron Rodgers, he had a stable of wide receivers, let's put it like that. He had a bunch of wide receivers and ran a bunch of different, four wide receiver sets, five receiver sets, whatever, just had a lot of wide receivers out there. Do you see that an area of, well, the Cowboys need to go out there and maybe get one or two more guys to add to what they already have?
I think that they need to, more so than they need to do that, they need to answer the question as far as 4, 5, and 6, those seats in the wide receiver room. I'm confident beyond confidence that Amari Cooper isn't going anywhere. So whether that be an extension that lands or a franchise or a transition tag that they place on him, I think he's in uniform in 2020. Obviously, now you have Michael Gallup coming off of a breakout season. So there's your one and there's your two. As far as your three is concerned, Randall Cobb looked dejected when I spoke with him following the victory over the Washington Redskins, and that was because it was a hollow one. But I asked him about free agency. He didn't sound committed to the Cowboys, but he didn't sound non-committal either. He was right there toying the line. Now you look at the fact they brought in McCarthy, who was one of the few players that showed up at the press conference for Mike McCarthy, Randall Cobb. They have a great relationship ongoing. Obviously, Randall Cobb also has a relationship with several of these guys that McCarthy is bringing in. So it's starting to feel real familiar right now in Dallas for Randall Cobb, and I think that that's going to be a tipping point in the Cowboys' favor as they try to retain Cobb. So if you can retain Cobb, guess what? They're here number three. So now you're trying to figure out what's going on at 4, 5, and 6. Is Cedric Wilson going to be durable going forward? And if so, is he going to be able to possibly supplant someone like Tavon Austin? Obviously, Austin is no longer under contract, and I think that they could move on from Austin and look at replacing him in the draft, or look at maybe moving up Cedric Wilson. What's going on with Noah Brown? Obviously, he went on IR last season. He didn't recover well from his leg injury, but if he does recover well and has a strong training camp, will he get play? So I think that it's the position itself is not one that they need to address in the draft on day one and possibly not even day two, but it's something that needs to be looked at, not for 1, 2, and 3, but definitely 4, 5, and 6.
Patrick Walker, CBS Sports, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Before the Baylor coaching staff moved on to Carolina, Patrick, their defensive coordinator, Phil Snow, now the Carolina DC, put out this goal of 40 sacks, and then he had a number for takeaways as well, but the numbers were just, like, ridiculous based on what Baylor had done up until that point. Nobody could really see how it could happen, and yet there they were, and they blew right past the 40-sack mark with room to spare. They got a bunch of takeaways, the most they've had in probably, like, 3 or 4 years. And you wrote a piece most recently on Mike Nolan and what he talked about as far as demanding takeaways from this Cowboys defense. What stood out to you from, you know, what he had to say in regards to that? And do you think they have the personnel right now to be able to attack it the way he would like to attack it right away?
I think they have the foundation to be able to attack it. I think that you're going to see a better year from DeMarcus Lawrence. And I'm one that I don't believe that DeMarcus Lawrence had a poor year whatsoever. I mean, you look at his sack tally, and if you're just focusing in on that, then obviously it can be misconstrued. But he was, again, one of the better run defenders in the game. If you look at the film, he nearly got his hands on the opposing quarterback quite often. He just couldn't get home as often as you would like. But he disrupted plays, which counts in my book as well. So I think that it will be paramount for them to try to retain Robert Quinn. And sources tell me they're going to make a hard run at Robert Quinn. His price tag is going to be in question because others will make a run as well. But if you can retain Robert Quinn opposite DeMarcus Lawrence, now if you look at what Nolan is saying, which is doubling down on what McCarthy is saying, they're not drafting players based on the scheme. They're going for best player available. If you take that approach and finally get you a big body, impactful one tech and three tech, not a knock to Antoine Woods, but if you can potentially upgrade at that position as well as the three tech, they'll get Tyrone Crawford back as well. I think that was a huge loss for them that was understated in 2019. I think that this defensive front, maybe, hopefully, Jalen Smith gets back to his 2018 ways, a healthy LVE. Now the only thing you need to address really is safety, and you need to figure out what you're doing with Byron Jones in that cornerback position. But when you look at the structure of it right now, even with the question marks, Nolan has some strong pieces in play to be able to take the ball away as long as they keep someone like Jordan Lewis as a starter and don't fall back into that, oh, well, he's a quarter of an inch too short, and I don't think Nolan will do that. But they're going to have to address that interior, defensive interior, and the safety position. Once they do that, then I believe Nolan's demand for more takeaways in 2020 will be something that can come to fruition. I think they can make it happen. They're already top 10 in the league in forcing fumbles and taking fumbles away. So we can't sit here and say they're not doing that well, because in the past two seasons they have. But they're worst in the league in taking the ball away in the air. You're going to have to get a secondary that can do that. And I think that Byron Jones certainly fits here. Obviously, he's a shutdown corner, but he's not getting the takeaways. But Jordan Lewis is, and I wrote in a piece a few weeks back, I think that even if you retain Byron Jones, you still go high day one or high day two for a cornerback opposite Byron Jones. And now you have Byron Jones, Jordan Lewis in the nickel, and that hopefully stud cornerback opposite both of those two players. And now you're really talking about making it hard on opposing quarterbacks.
Where would you like to see Dak Prescott's game evolve to? Where would you like? How would you like to see it improve?
You know, if you asked me this question last season, it was a much easier answer because it was footwork. A lot of his inaccuracies were based upon the fact that he was just not planting how he was supposed to plant. There was a lot of throwing off of, you know, his front foot, you know, throwing on the move, which he's done well at, but sometimes he rushes himself out of the pocket unnecessarily. And I get it, because the burning in Atlanta, I mean, you're shell-shocked sometimes. But he was a lot more comfortable, it seemed, in 2019. His footwork looked great under John Kitna. Another, you know, decision that the Cowboys made to move on from Kitna, and I understand why, because they want fewer voices in Dak Prescott's ear, but huge fan of Kitna as I was with Colombo. But Kitna did great work with Dak Prescott, repaired his footwork. His core looks a lot better as far as torquing on his throws. He's getting that power, but he's combining it with accuracy as well. I think now it's just a matter of refining that. I don't think that if you look at Dak Prescott from the 2019 film, a career best season for him, I don't think you see any functional or fundamental issues with him. Now it's a matter of refinement. Can he consistently make sure that his footwork is on par? Can he consistently make sure that he's combining the downfield power with accuracy? We saw him drop, you know, dimes in the bucket, 60 yards downfield, 65 yards downfield. And we also saw him throw frozen ropes through keyholes, you know, 5, 10, 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage. So fundamentally, I think that Dak Prescott has been repaired, which is fantastic news for him and the Cowboys. Now it's just a matter of refining it, and they're going to look to Doug Nussmeier and Kellen Moore to continue doing that.
Patrick Walker, CBS Sports, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Outside of the Cowboys, Patrick, obviously it'd be great if they were here, but it's been over 20 years now since they've made that trip. But it is a pretty big-time matchup, 49ers and Chiefs. What do you think going into this one? What are your thoughts on what we may see unfold on Sunday and just the matchup itself?
I think it's going to be the unusual suspects that determine this game, fellas. Obviously, you have the two headline situations. You have the potency of, you know, reigning league MVP Patrick Mahomes and that Cobra strike, I call it, offense. They can just, you know, do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, however frequently they choose to do it. But then opposite that, which is the other headline, you have arguably the most dominant defense in the league, and that defensive front, Eric Armstead and, you know, Nick Bosa, and then the secondary with a resurgent Richard Sherman. So you have the immovable object in San Francisco and the unstoppable force in Kansas City, and something's got to give. But I think it's going to be the unusual suspects, such as can Raheem Mostert even come close to duplicating or remotely close to duplicating the historic game that he had against the Packers. I don't think that he will, but if he does come close, and maybe Tevin Coleman looks like he might be able to, you know, take part in the game, that 49ers running game can get established. Now that takes the pressure off Jimmy Garoppolo. You don't necessarily see, won't necessarily see Chris Jones being able to tee off on him for the Kansas City Chiefs. That makes it more difficult for Tyrann Mathieu to get himself going if Garoppolo has time to stand in that pocket and throw to Emmanuel Sanders, throw to a physical guy like Deebo Samuel who can get a ton of yards after contact and just wear down smaller defensive backs. I think those are the variables that are really going to dictate this game. Obviously, you're going to have, you know, it dictated by Kansas City offense. Can they keep things moving against the 49ers defense? But I think that those two things aside, start focusing in on what Mostert and Coleman can or can't do, which will allow Jimmy Garoppolo to or not to be able to do certain things. And I think that's what's really what it's all going to boil down to in the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, as always, good stuff, and we do appreciate it. You can check out Patrick at Voice of the Star on Twitter and also over on CBSSports.com and here with us on Tuesdays at around 12:30. Have a great week, man. Enjoy the game, and we will talk to you soon.
Fun as always. Enjoy the game, fellas.
Thanks a lot. There's Patrick Walker at Voice of the Star here with us on ESPN Central Texas, and I just had to make a mention that it's been over 20 years since the Cowboys have been in the Super Bowl. Today, though, there is a bright Cowboys note. Celebrating a birthday today,
yep.
The Dallas Cowboys.
60 years.
60 years as a franchise. Their big birthday today, so that's a pretty big milestone, lasting 60 years as an organization, whether in football or elsewhere in any company, lasting 60 years. So that's kind of cool, but I know it would be much cooler if they were actually in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But, it's been a little while, and you know, now it's up to Mike McCarthy to be the next guy. Jason Garrett couldn't get it done.
Right.
The previous, the Dave Campos and Bill Parcells's, they couldn't get it done. Last guy to get it done was Jimmy, as everybody knows. Switzer, excuse me.
Yeah.
In place of Jimmy.
Right, exactly.
But let's see if Mike McCarthy can't be the one to get it done. He's got the experience.
Yeah.
But
Peter King didn't seem like he was too convinced. When we were talking to him, he didn't seem like he thought that was a real good hire.
He just was kind of like, he didn't like poo-poo on the hire.
No.
But he didn't also like back it up and say, oh, it was a great hire.
He thought it was, he very much questioned how Aaron Rodgers wasn't at his best under Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
He kind of questioned how could you have Aaron Rodgers and, you know, if you didn't get the most out of Aaron Rodgers, are you going to get the most out of Dak Prescott,
right,
who's not Aaron Rodgers?
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, he had his doubts. That's fair to say. And I'm sure others out there do as well.
Yeah.
Because how much can a new coach really do? But, hey, Jason Garrett had his wax and could not get there. So it's up to McCarthy now to try to break that streak. It's 12:48. We'll take a break right here. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
You're invited to the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce 12th Annual Freedom Ball on March 7th, 2020 at the Waco Convention Center. This event is a chance to celebrate current and former military members and proceeds support the Greater Waco Aviation Alliance Scholarships. Presenting sponsorship provided by Parsons Roofing. Please join us for a night of celebration and military appreciation. More information and tickets are available online at freedomballwaco.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Cox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Lady Bears take on Iowa State tonight in the Farrell Center. Nalissa Smith has missed the past few games with an ankle injury. Kim Mulkey was asked if Nalissa would play tonight.
I don't know. You know, I talked to Alex this morning, and I just hope it's, you know, a high ankle sprain is just something that can take weeks to keep you from being gimpy. It's not like just to roll your ankle and you're out there in a day or two. So I don't know, to answer your question. I don't know. I think it's just kind of week to week, day to day.
Baylor-Iowa State pregame show starts at 7, tip-off at 7:30. You can hear the game on ESPN Central Texas. Our coverage of the Super Bowl continues from Miami today. Unnecessary Roughness and You Make the Call will be live from Radio Row, getting you ready for Chiefs and Niners. The Cowboys have finalized their coaching staff. It was announced on Monday that former Packers and Colts quarterback Scott Tolzien will be an assistant on Mike McCarthy's staff.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, back here on ESPN Central Texas, 12:51 here in Miami. No, 12:51 in Central Texas is 1:51 here in Miami.
I'm still trying to get adjusted to that. I have my computer set at Central Texas time, and then my phone obviously is set here. So every time I wake up in the morning, I still haven't changed my alarm from 6 a.m., so it wakes me up at 6. So I get up, take a shower, and then I realize it's really 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So everything I've been doing, an hour early, but that's okay. You know, just keep it the same time, I guess. I'll tell you right now, this is totally has nothing to do with the Super Bowl or anything. If I ever become a dude that can't carry my own bag around, then slap me.
Why are you calling me out like that? No, I'm just kidding. Who are you talking about?
I was going to the bathroom. I ran to the bathroom during the commercial break, and there's this dude around here named Jason Barrett, who's a really good dude. He has Barrett Sports Media. I read his stuff on his website all the time. Really good dude. And I've seen him multiple times, and I just wanted to say hi, shake his hand or whatever, so, you know, introduce myself. And every time there's this dude that is always with him, and so I figured earlier today that, okay, well, maybe he's talking to him. I don't want to interrupt that conversation. He comes walking out the bathroom, and I'm about to say, hey, what's up, Jason, you know, Q. And dude comes right behind him.
Weird.
And he has his backpack, and he's, you know what I mean? Like, he has all his stuff, and the only thing that Jason has in his hand is his cell phone. Like, he's literally looking at his phone walking out of the bathroom, and I said, oh, that's too much for me.
That's lame.
That's too much for me. If I ever, ever, ever do something like that, please, someone call me out and knock me down.
Dude, I mean...
It's just not that serious.
You run a website talking about sports radio. Like, right. Come on, man. You don't need a handler.
Right.
You know, if maybe somebody, or but you definitely don't need a bag handler.
No.
Come on, man. That's so lame. That is so lame. But you actually would believe folks at home, but you also wouldn't believe. I mean, when you're in a room with 1,000 radio personalities, basically, day in and day out, there are a lot of egos, but that even blows my mind, quite frankly, that if I see, like, you know, the guys next to us or whatever walk up with a bag handler, I'd be like, you lame.
It's just doing too much.
Yeah, that's way too much. And why walking out of the bathroom simultaneously is also
that's what I'm saying. Like,
questionable.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's weird.
He can't handle it himself.
Yes. I mean, what else did he have to hold in the bathroom, you know? I mean, geez.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's,
exactly.
That's weird. Here we are. I was looking over some of the headlines because, man, we get caught up here. And, like, once we leave here, it's, you know, there's events like Media Day or the media party later on tonight. But, you know, other than occasionally checking Twitter, I'm not really paying attention to a lot of the headlines. Now, obviously, Kobe Bryant and the passing of he and his daughter and several others in that helicopter crash, and also a very well-connected baseball coach from OCC that very well-connected to a lot of the guys on the Baylor staff. That took a lot of the headlines here over the last couple of days, obviously, as it should. But I don't really pay attention, you know, other than something that's, like, in your face like that, that's all over the place. And just kind of taking a look at the headlines here, seems like the Chiefs are doing a lot of talking today. And an extension for Patrick Mahomes may be about a year away. Mm. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around what those numbers are going
to
look like.
I'm trying to wrap my head around why would they wait a year?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the longer
true.
You wait, the more it's going to be.
Yeah, Clark Hunt saying there will be a right time sometime in the next 12 to 15 months to extend Patrick. And when I say right time, I mean right time for both the player and the club. I don't want to say necessarily it has to be this offseason, but I will say that it's a priority to get him done. I hope Patrick is here for his entire career, and that's going to be our goal. So they could still get it done here in the next year, but they're not ruling out waiting, you know, till they, I guess, absolutely have to do it.
I mean, regardless, he's going to break the bank, and regardless, it's going to be, like you said, outrageous, just the money amount, and, you know, it's almost, like, inconceivable how high that could be. I mean, it could really get up to, we say, I don't even want to imagine. I don't even want to throw out some stupid number.
He could
number.
Buy White House, Texas, basically.
Basically.
Or White House ISD, where he played
I mean,
sport.
Let's put it like this. Dak said, or there was the quote that Dak said he wanted $40 million. Patrick's getting $40
million. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's not even
and
close.
It's not even a hesitation.
No.
It's just like, yeah, of course he's going to get $40 million.
Yeah, Dak wants to be number one, right? Because Russell Wilson's making 35 per year.
Yep.
Yeah, then Patrick Mahomes is making at least $2 to $5 million more than that, and I'm saying at least, just because I can't imagine it's going to be barely over the $40 million. It's probably, it could be like $10 million more for all we know.
I mean, the longer it waits, the more it's going to be.
Which seems ridiculous, but that's what the market is, and that's what the market says guys like him should be paid if you're going to keep going up and up and up, and you're going to keep making the salary cap bigger and bigger. And although the NFL is definitely saving on fees here at the Media Center,
you ain't lying.
They do have hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars to play around with, so... Yeah, I think Patrick's going to – we're going to go wow whenever his contract drops. I don't see a team-friendly deal either, nor should he do something
like that with
his first contract.
No, I mean, think about this. I mean, he's been a starter 2 years, and he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of –
that's a special dude, man.
It's kind of the tale right there.
That is a special, special dude, and he's so young that, you know, barring any kind of unforeseen injury, I mean, this dude's going to be a – beast and a problem for the rest of the league for years to come.
Yeah, and you could say also with some guys, like, barring unforeseen injury or some trouble off the field, but you don't even have to include the trouble off the field with him. And if that ever does happen, and knock on wood, I just don't believe that it ever will.
No.
Then that will be a day I say that was the most wrong thing I've ever been. honestly, because I fully believe that'll never be a concern for the Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
So you've got that reassurance as well. When you're locking him down as the future. It's 12:57. We need to get into some NFL news and notes. Got some that we can get to?
Yeah,
I'll
come over a little bit. Okay. Something.
We can just riff on the Super Bowl, too.
Right.
I mean, we've got that in store, and that's the final game of the year. But we will have a couple of guests joining us in this hour as well. So we'll see what it's kind of looking like around here when we return. Hour number two, the 1 o'clock hour on the way, is ESPN Central Texas.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs, and ESPN Central Texas is broadcasting live all this week from 12 to 6 from NFL Media Headquarters and Radio Row Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us all this week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews with players and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap, Niners rush 4, pocket collapsing, Rodgers in trouble, breaks away from one, he can't get away from Bosa!
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearm, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We're live every day this week from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675 8107 Myatt Fields or look them up on Facebook.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford and McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
Waco Family International Film Festival invited you to join us February 8th to walk the red carpet with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Together, you'll watch Hollywood movies like Disney's The Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. To get your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. And for more information, call 254-481-81. That's 254-481-81. See you at the 2020 Waco Family Faith International Film Festival.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
KRZI Waco. K256BW Waco. ESPN Central Texas. Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford and McGregor. Super Bowl 54 coverage is also brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, our CBD store. Open now at 909 North Hewitt Drive. Petty Clinic Low T, Centex Rehabilitation, Amanda Cunningham Realtor, the top agent in Waco with Coldwell Banker Apex, Balcones, Southwest Sports Medicine, Bush's Chicken, Marksman Firearms, Pinnacle Fence, McAdams & Sons Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U. Necessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills at Lake Air in Waco.
Well, hello!
The 1 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Chapman's Bail Bonds.
This looks fun.
This is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome into the 1 o'clock hour of UNR here on ESPN Central Texas, live from Miami, Florida, and Super Bowl Radio Row, where later on this week it'll be the 49ers and the Chiefs. And I think I'm about 48 hours away from just being like, okay, let's play the game. Let's play the game. You know, like you get to that certain point in the week where it's like,
yeah,
you hear it talked about and talked about and talked, and it's like, okay, let's play.
Right.
Let's see what happens and let's see the game. And so, and plus just the matchup in general, I'm very excited for this game.
This is going to sound really weird, but right across from her, is that, I don't know if she's a wrestler or a fighter, but is she like almost naked?
The girl on her phone right now?
Yeah. I mean, literally.
That's a very low cut top.
That's not a real top. That's like a, that's got to be like a fighter or something, right?
I don't think so. I think that's a handler.
No way.
I'm telling
you. Come on. I know we're in Miami, but dog.
She's standing there while somebody else is being interviewed.
Look.
Oh, I know.
No way. That cannot. That's like nothing but a bra.
No. I think the color. I think that's a shirt, but the color is beige on the bottom. Like the bra part of the shirt is black.
That's insane. I just turned and looked and was like, wait, what in the world is going on over there?
No,
like,
if you look,
like a dude with the glasses on, he's like,
yeah.
He got a big old smile on
Miami's
his face.
Finest. Miami PD in here enjoying the sights and sounds of Radio Row. I can see where you would get that impression if you just glimpse, but I don't think so, man. I think that's
insane.
But now I feel like I've looked too long.
You can't look back anymore because then you look like a pervert.
And the thing is I'm really not looking like a pervert. I'm just trying to see what's what.
Yeah.
As far as
trying to determine this thing here.
Yeah.
Where's Kevin Simon when I need him?
Yeah, no kidding. He'll just like walk up to her to stare at her chest.
He'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm just coming over here to see what's going on.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Okay, great. Could you make eye contact with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's hitting us up on the Bush and Chicken text line. Corey, my dude, Q, pictures or it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob, Q, welcome to Miami. Okay, well.
Well, there have been some sights and sounds in Miami, and it's a cool place. I will say, the Super Bowl host committee has done an awful job with this thing.
Right.
I mean, this is the... I don't even want to complain because we're in Miami, Florida.
Right, you know exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, I feel bad complaining about it, but I'll tell you right now.
But at the same time, we're here, and this is a yearly thing, and there's a certain way that things should be done. And
you brought up a good point last night. The trip wasn't free.
No, it was not.
It's not like the NFL said, hey, we'll just have you guys come here and hang out.
The NFL basically doesn't pay for anything.
At all.
Like, radio stations pay their way, plane tickets, you got to pay to connect,
right?
Phone lines and internet and all this jazz, and so like the least you could do is just provide some like food and drinks. Just have bags of chips out or something, and they can't even keep like the coffee stocked here. It's
right.
There's like nothing, and this is not a building. Like I talked about how large this building is. This is a building where you get around anywhere quick. I mean, it's like a 5-minute walk from the front door to where we are on the second level. So it's not like you can just like jump out real quick and go grab a bite to eat. So I really feel for the people who are here, even though we are practically here all day, but for the people like Killer, who's here all day long.
That dude's a fighter, Craig. I'm so fascinated by what's going on over. Look how swole he is.
Oh, that's Kamaru Usman, I think.
He has a belt in his hand.
I thought you were asking if she was a fighter.
Well, I thought she was because the way she was dressed, I thought maybe that was her fighting outfit. But he looks like a monster.
No, that's Kamaru Usman. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
He's the welterweight champion.
Okay, well, he's got a belt in his hand. Okay, I'm putting this together now.
I take that back. That's not a UFC belt. That's a boxing belt. So he's not the fighter. I think he's... I think he's a bodyguard, dude.
Well, he's a big bodyguard.
Yeah, he's a big old dude. And I think I'm going to bum rush him here in a second.
You ain't.
Do we have a wireless mic I can take with me while I do it?
Yeah, go on, dude. Go on and ask these cats next to us. They got all
murder today in Miami. Radio hosts. Went after a guy who looks like a UFC fighter.
That dude looks like Kimbo Slice without the Kimbo or the Slice.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a bodyguard, and that's not a belt. That belt looks like it's a play toy.
It wouldn't fit on him.
No, it looks like he grabbed like the belt off an action figure, and he's just holding it.
WBC, that's what it says.
Yep, so that's a fighter.
Okay.
But I can't see the back of his head, and maybe boxing aficionados out there will. There's a 12 million champions in boxing,
right.
So I don't know who that would be at this point in time. Yeah, it's that WC bill.
Who's holding that? Well, I'll tell you right now, as scatter shooting as this conversation has been, that's how it is here on Radio Row.
Yeah.
It's scatter shoot, just like this. Boom, 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 boom. 1 minute, this is going on. Next thing, something else is going on. So this has been a wild last 8 minutes, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There's 17 WBC champions.
Wow.
Because of all the weight classes.
Wow.
So I have no idea who that is until he turns around. But, yeah, he's got a big dude with him that's certainly would be a heavyweight if it was a
yeah. –
that's not Deontay Wilder holding that belt. So it's not
no.
That's not a fighter. But, yeah, big old dude. He certainly could fit in with some of the UFC fighters. Mm-hmm. By the way, with UFC fighters-wise, we're going to – starting tomorrow – and really later on this afternoon, I have a lot of those guys on. Man, this one is pretty cool. Michigan UFC kind of like ducked out for a couple
yeah,
of years.
It did.
They weren't really around, but maybe would it be in Miami or just because they're really hitting their stride again, I think, like, you know, where more people than just the fight fans are talking about the fights themselves.
Right.
Part of the reason why is a guy like Jorge Masvidal, and he's going to be on You Make the Call later on this afternoon, current BMF champion.
That's the one you and Paul are going to do, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome.
Kamaru Usman, current UFC welterweight champion, who at some point in time is going to have to face off with Masvidal. He's going to be on the show, I think, tomorrow. Yoel Romero, Dana White as well. And we'll have some others. So for you UFC fans or folks who just enjoy interviews from Radio Row, we'll have some of the fighters who I actually enjoy talking to, certainly more than the gambling guys
right.
or reality show stars or people like that, they're right near the top for me in some cases, and Jorge Masvidal should be a lot of fun.
You know, speaking of some of the guests that we might not really, really prefer, we got a text on our Bush and Chicken text line from D. Lockwood. He said, out of all the Radio Row interviews, is there one that y'all was like, nope, this ain't working or didn't care to do?
Oh, there's a few of them, I think.
That's what I said. My response was, there's been a bunch of those, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And you got to do something. And it's funny because sometimes you go into one not knowing, and you're like, this isn't going to be very good. And it turns out to be a really good interview, you know. And then sometimes you go into one, and you're like, oh, this is going to be cool. And then it's like, You know, just like I said earlier, my example earlier was Deion Sanders, how great that was.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, when they act like they don't really want to be here talking to you, it's like, all right, well, this is cool.
Yeah, if he was open and cool and not trying
right.
to be big-timer all the time, then he'd be a great interview if he just want to sit down and talk, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's, he's not that type of guy. He's
right.
not. He's Deion and...
it's prime time, baby.
Yeah, not everybody cares.
Like, if he came and sat down and was Deion, he might be cool. But
he
came and sat down and was prime
time. Yeah, I don't care to talk to prime time. I'm not trying to feed his ego. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that are like hangers-on in a way where they're getting interviewed simply because there's a bigger, high-profile athlete or star. And so they're like in tow, and they have to be interviewed for you to be able to interview the bigger star.
Right.
And I was just saying to Steven off the air, this is funny, somebody brought it up. I was like, basically saying that, there's certain interviews you have to do that I would prefer. Like, I would almost just say, I'd rather not talk to Deion Sanders if that means I have to talk to the beef jerky guy. But I know that.
I like the beef jerky guy because I'm always hungry.
Right. But, she's using that as an example, and I don't think Deion's sponsored by any beef jerky.
No.
But those are some that you do. And some stations choose just. Like, and probably I would probably make more no decisions than you or Paul or
right.
Smokey would. But that just to each their own, and happy to be here. And like you said, some of them end up being really good, but some of them are what you think they're going to be. And you're like, well, okay, let's just get through this one, and then we'll get the payoff with the big star afterwards.
Well, right? Steven chimed in when we were talking about that. He sent a text and said, Mike Golic Jr.
Yeah.
Remember that interview?
Yeah.
the lost interview.
You tried to lump me into that. I got out of there. I was like, nope, y'all are already underway. I'm not going to butt in now. There's Shale Sonnen.
Me and who?
You and Shale Sonnen.
Who's that?
UFC, former UFC fighter,
oh.
big-time MMA guy.
Oh, see, I don't know these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Ward were sitting there doing that interview, and
oh, that's right, it was Ward.
Yeah. And what was funny is that we knew it was Mike Golick Jr.
And it was to get who though? It was
Mike Golick Sr. I don't know, but Ward introduced the other guy as somebody who completely wasn't.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Hey, there goes Jason.
Yes.
With his bag,
weird,
man.
Weird dude. And his twin, apparently.
And his bag, man.
Yeah, that's really
isn't that nuts?
Weird.
But anyway, so Ward got that.
Walking around here like he owns the place.
He started this interview, and he introduced this guy and said, oh, yeah, this is so-and-so, and he went to, I don't know where he said, maybe Penn State, and the guy was like, no, I definitely didn't.
I definitely did not go to Penn State, brother.
It was such a terrible interview. That was one that I was so glad was not live, because if it had been live, I might not have done any more the rest of the day.
No, I saw that getting underway. And
you saw it going off the rails early?
And I was just like, who is this? And then you said who, or however I learned the information, I was like, I don't care. I'm not jumping into this in the middle of it. And then when y'all got done, I was very thankful I had not jumped into it in the middle of it.
Oh, it was awful. I still don't know who was with Mike Golick Jr., but and it's funny because one of the first questions Ward had for him was, well, how's your day getting off, or how's your time on Radio Row gotten off to? And they said, well, you're our first interview, so we'll know after the interview. And I thought, wow, if we were your first interview, your day is going to be like hell.
Yeah.
Because that was awful.
Or it only got better from there.
It had to get better.
Yeah.
Couldn't have got worse. That was the worst interview. I told them it was Jordan and Steve, and I was like, man, if you guys don't delete this interview immediately, then it's going to be all bad. Now Paul was going to add some fire to this flame, or some little gasoline on this fire. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Pour it on.
No, I don't want to do that. I remember how it came about.
Yeah.
So we don't have the best open lines of communication with the ESPN network when it comes to guests. Like, they haven't even come by here to ask. They're here.
Right.
You know, and they're not having brought anybody here to say, hey, you guys are an affiliate. You want them on? You know,
right.
We've been an affiliate now for almost, like, 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
That's
and
all.
No big deal.
That's all.
And so they haven't done that. Well, that day, we knew that we were getting some other people, and then they just kind of said, do you want Mike Golick Jr.'s here? Take him right now.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah.
And Craig wasn't there, like, sitting out right at the time.
Right.
It was just you and Ward. I was like, well, they can handle it. They'll just record it right now. It's
yeah,
great.
No
it'll
big
be,
deal.
That'll be fine.
Yep.
And you should have started the interview and not Ward, because Ward
should have just asked about special teams.
Well, yeah, was not prepared for it.
And, I wasn't either. I didn't know what was coming.
We went off the track. But you guys got an interview coming right now. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was the story and tales of Radio Row.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's how it can happen. And those are just some of the fun side stories that you have from time to time. But, yeah, for, like, every random whatever, you do get a Conor McGregor, years back. So, yes.
Yeah, it all works out in the wash. It's just a process.
Yeah, it is a process. Some people like to be very choosy with who they talk to. Some people like to just talk to everybody and just do interview after interview after interview. It doesn't even matter what they're talking about. They're just like, oh, interview? Come on.
Right.
Come on down. So it's just, you know, depends on the station and whatnot. So we're expecting Angela Ruck here, and apparently she's going to have somebody with her who I don't know who that is, who maybe is like a production director. I'm looking at this one.
Jason.
He's a showrunner. I don't care. But see, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Well, it'll be a fun one.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, it'll be great. So let's take a break right here, and we'll come back. And Angela Ruck. Hey, NASCAR fans, I know there's some of you out there. And
someone hit us with a question.
Hit us with some questions, and don't
don't lie to us and make us sound stupid.
Yeah, I will double check before we ask a question. So Angela Ruck will be joining us, and if you want to pass along a question to her, she's got The Ruck Life, which premieres on Facebook Watch on February the 4th. Then send it on over, 254-662-1660. She'll be with us next. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, I'm Mike Golick Jr., and you're listening to ESPN Central Texas.
Nobody has a better selection of light and heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks than Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. You may need your umbrella from time to time today, as we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Again, periods of rain, about 65 degrees the high. Later on this afternoon and tonight, though, our rain chances really go down, and just a 20% chance of a shower early this evening. Otherwise, we'll see clearing skies. Lows drop to 38, and tomorrow mostly sunny skies. It should be a beautiful day, but it's going to be a cool day with a high of only 56.
Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first, plus check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford and McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade, MSRP of $26,260, now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, discounted price just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels.
Escrow details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. 2020 means it's time for a fun new Fiat. And with a price under $13,000, this Fiat is perfect for you. You've got to drive this new 2019 Fiat 500 Pop Hatchback for an amazing $12,995. So come on, let's do Italian. The Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels. Come by. Let's be friends.
Ask for details.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. 120 is the time, and we are awaiting Angela Ruck.
I did a little
NASCAR.
I did a little recon during the commercial break.
Oh, did you?
Okay, remember the fighter that we were talking about with the belt?
Yeah.
Apparently, that was Sugar Shane Mosley sitting over there, and he's training a dude from YouTube.
Was that one of the Paul brothers, or whatever?
So the big bodyguard was for Sugar Shane, and Kevin Simon also did confirm.
Does Shane still have a belt?
I don't know. But I did get confirmation from Kevin Simon, who I said would be all over it. But, yes, Sugar Shane Mosley, and he also said that the lady friend with him definitely only had, like, barely a bra top on.
Okay.
Well. And he said it's a problem. He said it's a problem here on Radio Row.
Yeah, it's something. It's a good thing Radio Row's just not totally PG, because that certainly wouldn't have been allowed in the building.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was definitely rated R.
And I'm sure she's not looking for any attention.
None.
Radio Row.
Of course not.
Wow. And why is Shane Mosley carrying around a belt when he is not a champion anymore?
I didn't even see him creep in here.
Former welter. I'm making sure, because, I mean, with so many boxing titles, he may very well still be a champion. No, he's been retired. That's what I thought. Just the nostalgia of it all.
I guess.
Weird, man. Weird day on Radio Row. With some of these,
but
folks.
You know, you mentioned it earlier though. There's a lot more fighters on Radio Row this year than have been, like last year.
Right.
You know, it seemed like they had all kind of peeled off a little bit, and now this year it seems like, okay, hey, they're coming back.
In my opinion, like, part of it, I think, is, you know, I don't know with the USC's business practices or whatever as far as how they view Super Bowl Radio Row, but I think probably the location and also the fact that they're just kind of on fire again right now. You know, you've got Connor's return. You've got Jorge Masvidal, who's, like, this next big great star. You've got Amanda Nunes, who's a huge star, for the probably the greatest female fighter of all time at this point. Who's very active and still with many years left in her career. So, like, they're really at another kind of peak. And the last time I – and they've had peaks since then, but the last time I remember there being, like, really this much excitement about them, like, on Radio Row or just sort of in general was, I think, back when we were in the New York Super Bowl, right before Connor blew up. And certainly they had popularity peaks after that. But just in terms of a group of fighters, because back then it was like Connor and it was Robbie Lawler, who was the champ at the time, as Chris Weidman before he completely fell off, and it was a bunch of big names. And I think Ronda, you know, was kind of getting the women's division sort of started up popularity-wise. But, they're back and they're in full effect, and Jorge Masvidal and many others will be around here on Radio Row coming up throughout the next few days, including a little bit later on today as well. So they've got exciting things going on, and we got a guest at 1:30, so we got Colt Barber, so we'll see what happens with Angela Ruck here, who was supposed to join us about 8 minutes ago. But Bill Coates, Coates is a NASCAR guy. That's why he's like done a 25-minute interview with her. I was sitting there going, like, what are they possibly talking about? But that's why he would know her better than anybody. So let him do his thing. But we do have Colt Barber coming up here in a few moments from Sikkim365.com.
So yeah, we'll just, if worst comes to worst, we'll just slide him to 145.
Yeah, we'll just just do whatever we do.
I can't really describe what Paul's face was. That facial expression that Paul was just making.
What was it?
I don't know. He looked like almost a traffic cop where he was trying to get somebody to cross the street, but then stop the other side of traffic.
And then lasso thing.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Yeah, no, he's doing a great job though. He's checking out. He's like doing the scouting thing. You know, making sure where people are and timing it out and all of that. But Bill Coates from my old hometown in Tyler in KTBB is just. Just screwing us royally here in this interview we've been begging to do. No, you know what, though? That's probably going to be her favorite interview of the day, unless there's somebody else around here that's, like, big time into NASCAR. But Coates, he's been doing NASCAR stuff for, like, 25 years at this point, and he would know better than anybody. He doesn't even need the one sheet for her.
I bet he
really doesn't. Awaiting that, and Colt Barber, we got a lot to talk about with him, with all the assistant coaching hires and the recruiting that's going on. And they got a big weekend coming up. They were going to have a couple of recruits in last weekend, and I think they just sort of held off because obviously there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah,
the staff wasn't fully filled yet, and now they're pretty much there, save one or two positions, like running backs. Is still to be determined, I think.
So they're going
to
do all their official visits, like, on that very last weekend, right? The last little second push. Yeah,
it looks like it.
That's what I heard Grayson talking about on You Make the Call. Matter of fact, he was saying that they were all going to push it back till the final weekend, and when they have most of their coaches in hand, and they can say, okay, this is what we got.
Yeah, so they're going to kind of, like, get them all grouped up and try to make as big of an impact in one weekend as possible, which I think is probably a better idea, because if you were to have, like, a couple guys come in last week and half the staff's not even I've been hired yet, and everybody's still, like, just, you know, there's packing boxes in the coaches' offices, then I think that probably wouldn't have looked as good as if you get a week to kind of settle in, and you're still recruiting and doing all of that, but before you bring guys on to campus, you get your ducks in a row. So I think that's probably smart, and, yes, we'll have a big weekend for Baylor to talk about with Colt Barber. I guess should we go ahead and take a break and go to him? I couldn't decipher Paul's signals.
I think he was saying push Colt back to 145. And
all
then,
right.
So we can slide the Ruck. Not the Rock, but the Ruck in. Because, I believe that's what Paul was trying to signal to me.
All right. Well, I'm clearly excited about this. We will take a break, and maybe we'll be joined by Angela Ruck at that point in time. We will see. If not, I don't think we're going to push too far.
He can
interview her to the side or something
because
it's not that important, honestly. But we'll see. We'll take a break right here, though, Steve, in this ESPN Central Texas.
Join us for the Baylor Coaches Show this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's on the Circle in Waco with the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Join us Thursday live from Rudy's. We'll hear from softball head coach Glenn Moore and men's basketball coach Scott Drew.
That's the Baylor Coaches Show this Thursday live from Rudy's and right here on your home for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Welcome back into Radio Row here at the Super Bowl. Colt Barber, Sikkim 365, will join us to talk Baylor's big weekend coming up in a few minutes. But right now we're joined here on Radio Row by NASCAR driver Angela Ruck, who's got a big reality show that's launching here in, what, about 6 days from now. And she is also joined by executive producer and showrunner Jason Shavico. And welcome to you both. Nice to have you here at the table. How is Miami treating you so far?
Oh, it's been great so far.
But we just got in. How about it?
Did you just hop off a plane and come straight here?
No, we've been on tour. So for the show, The Rook Life, 12 cities, 12 days, over 3,000 miles. And there are, eight aboard on a tour bus. And now we're here. So it's nonstop.
So just running on, like, caffeine and energy at this point, basically?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, Radio Row is pretty different, right? Versus your normal, yeah. I guess, media setting, just table to table to table.
It's super cool. I didn't expect this to be this layout, but it's neat.
It is.
To be a part of it.
It is. With everybody being here and being all spread out, and then again all in the same area, so you can get a lot of interviews done at the same time and everything. But I got to ask, what got you involved in NASCAR to begin with?
Yeah, so it's a third generation of my family. My grandfather did it, my dad raced, and then my uncle, who won the Daytona 500 in 1990, who is still currently active in the sport. But just something I grew up watching on TV, and I got a go-kart for Christmas when I was really young, 9 years old, my twin sister and I, not even knowing what the heck I was.
Right.
But little did I know, you know, my passion for it. And here I am today. I dominate all over the Northwest. Went from a go-kart to a super late model, then moved back to the East Coast for an opportunity.
And you got that opportunity, obviously, and here you are.
And here I am.
Reality show coming up.
And telling my story, right?
Yeah, telling your story. And just what is it that fuels you as far as your love for it? Is there a certain aspect of the sport that really caused you to dive in all the way as you did? I mean, obviously the background and everything like that, but is it the speed? Is it the tinkering with cars? Like, there's a certain aspect of it that you enjoy the most.
I think it's all of the above,
okay.
Right? It's watching on TV, watching my uncle, and then there not being really any females to watch on TV. It's like, why can't I do that, Dad? That's why I always remember, you know, my twin sister and I telling my dad, I was like, we want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept pushing and pushing. And, you know, at the time, my dad and my uncle Derek, who is on the East Coast now, ran a motor shop. So I was in the motor shop all the time working on cars and motors with my dad. And it just all kind of transpired from there, and it's all I all I could see myself doing.
Does it ever get somewhat, or has it ever been somewhat even intimidating being, you know, a female in NASCAR? Because like you said, you just don't see that all the time.
And I wouldn't say intimidating. It's definitely tough to be a female in a male-dominated sport, but I've been dealing with it my whole life. I do feel like you have to be respected by NASCAR itself and by, you know, all the top drivers out there. But in the end, you know, NASCAR picks and chooses who they want to be there. So I will say at this point I have earned the respect. You know, I had the 8th place finish in Daytona last year, first female to lead laps, you know, in the Truck Series, which was awesome. Had a shot at winning. Unfortunately, the motor didn't treat us well there at the end, but still had a top 10 finish. Drove my way to the front, so it was well deserved. And looking for a repeat this year.
It seems like we're in a different era as far as the respect for women and, you know, treating everybody on the same level. I mean, what kind of strides have you even seen in recent years as far as just the respect level? And like you were saying, you know, you're kind of viewed differently because you were a woman initially in the sport, but now, like, there's such a woman power, you know, girl power thing going on. Like, how much do you embrace that and also feel like to be a representative of that?
Yeah, I still think there's we still have our work cut out for us. You know, it's never going to be easy, and it's never going to be like, everyone's still accepting of it. There's always going to be that one little few that are still, you know, not thinking that way. But, you know, I deserve it. You know, you're seeing more and more females in not just sports, but in everything and anything that's out there right now, you know. I forget what's her name that's going to the Super Bowl. I mean, she's badass, right? Like,
More
and more females are, you know, making a name for themselves, so... It does take, you know, you do obviously have to earn the respect of everybody around to be where you are. But nothing comes easy.
No.
Now you got a reality show coming back. I mean, just how exciting is that? Just knowing that, hey, this is what's on the way. This is what's on the horizon. It's about to debut on Facebook pretty soon.
I'm excited, nervous, anxious. It's my whole life in a nutshell. It's, you know, it's real. It's raw footage that you get to see. You know, it's a docuseries, which I love the thought of that. You know, my husband's a lot older than myself, and him having to start over, he has 3 grown kids, you know, out of college, you know, with careers, and him starting over, adopting 2 newborns, and then, you know, letting me try and take a shot at NASCAR and following me in my footsteps. Well, usually the roles are reversed, right? Usually it's always the woman following the man.
Right.
Well, this time it's the old man following his wife.
That's awesome.
My old man.
He's got a good getaway driver. If he needs driver, he's got a good one.
Got one. You've got your executive producer and showrunner and creator, Jason Shavico, here with you as well. And, Jason, can already tell why you're interested and why you thought this would be a great idea is her personality, her backstory and all of that. But how did this project sort of get off the ground and where did the idea to get it going come from?
Sure. So my background is producing a lot of different sports docuseries. Mm-hmm. Did a lot actually in Texas, did a series called Friday Night Tykes.
Yeah.
Following a bunch of little kids playing football in Texas. Y'all take football pretty serious.
You think?
We take football very serious. We don't take the Tykes all that serious, all of us. So I'll just say
fair
that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
The parents do.
That we saw, yes, definitely.
Yeah. But from doing those shows, one of the things I love doing as a producer is you get to tell real, raw, emotional stories. And with Mike and Ange, I've known them for about 12 years, so we've been friends. And they called me about a year ago and said, hey, look, you know, Mike's children now are – out of the house, Angie's going to take one last shot at racing, and oh, by the way, I also want to adopt babies. I'm like, what? So, because it's an interesting enough story for, you know, a woman in her mid-30s to say, you know what, I'm taking my last shot. That's interesting to follow. Now you throw in, you know, trying to adopt babies and the struggle, the ups and downs about that, and her husband is one of the funniest guys that I think anybody can see or watch on TV. There's stuff. Like Ange was saying, you know, typically it's the mom with the kids in the RV lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to see Mike with a baby in one arm and 3 dogs in the other just trying to manage putting on a baby.
Bjorn.
Sorry, I keep saying this wrong.
Oh my God, you have 5 kids. You should know.
Seeing this guy trying to put that on, just carrying the babies.
Is that what that harness thing
is?
Oh, see, I don't know. Hey, look, I'm right there with you, brother. I didn't know what it's. I didn't know what it's called either. I just know it straps to your chest.
The J is silent.
I get yelled at for it. Bjorn. Sponsors, Bjorn. You can be on a racetrack.
There you go. Always thinking.
So you mentioned that you knew them for so long, 12 years.
Yep.
When this was filming and going through this, was there something that all of a sudden you said, wow, I never knew that about you guys?
Angela gives this front that she's a very strong, powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see babies getting taken away from her in the sense of she's building a nursery,
The
baby's born on this day, she's talking to the mom and she goes to the hospital and that the mom's not there, mom doesn't show up. There was a different side of Angela that I think I haven't even seen.
Right.
The audience is going to get to see because – you know, she puts on this persona, and she is a badass woman. I mean, she's tough. She drives 200 miles an hour.
Right.
She puts up with that guy over there. But, you know, Ange doesn't normally let that side be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing this kind of series, that was one of the things I told both of them is, look, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to see
emotions and all.
Emotions and all.
Yeah.
That's the tough part. I'm going to hate watching that on TV, but yeah.
No crying in NASCAR.
No, exactly.
But there is crying at the house.
But there is, yeah. So they do catch that, unfortunately. Yeah. But no, but it is, like Jason said, it's real and it's raw emotions. I think people can relate to it. That's what a docuseries is all about, is, you know, going through the adoption process and telling that side of things where a lot of, you know, moms and dads go through that, the heartbreak.
I would imagine there's a fear of what you're going to be portrayed as or how you might look or whatever.
I already feel like people portray me anyways. You know, everyone's going to have
fair enough.
Their, you know,
yeah,
their take
on me.
Yeah,
everyone's going to have an opinion. But
yeah.
Just showing that emotional side, was there any part of you going into this as like, I'm not going to do this or do that? Or you try to, I guess, maneuver to where you always are looking good and not showing that vulnerable side. Maybe, you know, not everybody always wants to show that. Was there any part of you going in that said, oh, I'm going to not ever get caught crying on camera, or I'm not going to show this vulnerability? Or did you just kind of go, I'm going to be 100% raw from the very get-go, and this is all
on
the table?
Yeah, that's kind of my mindset I had going into it. It's, you know, if it's a docuseries, you got to just be real.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, it's more relatable in the end, you know, because everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
So I think for me to show those emotions, like Jason said, it's hard for me because I do, you know, portray myself as a badass woman, and I don't ever cry. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up, you know, we don't cry. Like, we don't. We're tough.
Right.
You know, we're out there to do a job, we're out there to win and be the best that we can be. And so for that, to try and have those emotions, it was really hard for me. But you definitely do see a lot in the show with, you know, the adoption side and, you know, it's part of life, right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of asking, like, oh, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to get caught crying.
I don't want to, trust me. But I mean, like.
Well, the typical thing is you can try and act a certain way for 2 weeks, maybe even three. But when you're with somebody for 4 months.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. We just become a part of their lives. And it's even that on a big scale. Some of these big shows we've done with Florida State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks, they see you're there, and then they just become them. And that's why we're able to tell such great stories. And I think Andrew would tell you the same thing. Probably the first 2 weeks you got 13, 15 people following you around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird. But after that, you kind of get to know everybody and settle in. And we have a really, really good team that makes people feel comfortable. And I think after the first 2-3 weeks, they just live their life.
Everyone kind of becomes family at that point.
What's weirder, when the cameras are there initially and you're getting used to that, or when they go away after having them around?
Probably when they go away.
Yeah. Like,
it's so bizarre.
And
like,
people are like, "I'm no way I'm going to fail." I'm like, trust me, when this is over, you're going to be like, where's the camera?
You miss it.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
You do miss it because you build a friendship, you know, with every camera person, everybody that's in that, you know, in that story. It's sad, but it's in the end, it's going to be rewarding, so it's pretty cool.
Angela Ruck here with us on ESPN Central Texas, along with Jason Shevico. They've got the Ruck Life coming out here in just, less than a week now at this point. Mm-hmm. February the 4th is when it's going to drop on Facebook. Watch. And just the anticipation level at this point, I imagine, has got to be pretty out of control. I mean, you're here promoting it and talking about it, but, like, knowing it's going to drop, like, how exciting / nervous are you about
all
that?
The above.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
No, I just wanted to do really well, you know. So, obviously, that, you know. My mind goes to that business side of it. It's, you know, I hope people can enjoy it and relate to it. So we just need people to follow the show on The Ruck Life on Facebook Watch.
For us, Facebook is a huge platform.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a 1 billion subscriber base.
Right.
I mean, so many people can watch it. It's free. You can watch it all at once. You can, you know, pick and choose when you want to watch it. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be able to partner with Facebook and have their support and promotion and them having us down here, you know, for a week in Miami just promoting the show, I think kind of tells you what their vision and their hope for the show is as well.
Does it get like that? You mentioned that you're nervous. Every time that one of these reality shows launches, do you get that butterflies in your belly, almost like, you know, seeing something for the first time where you're kind of nervous, not knowing what to expect, even though you know you did a damn good job already?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I hope I did. But I think I've seen each episode probably 1,000 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So by the time it goes to air, you just hope that your vision of what you think, you know, everybody else is going to enjoy.
Right.
I hope that, you know, my team's able to do justice to the story that is Angela and Mike and her family, because it's a unique story. There's nothing – you cannot find me another story like it out there. And so, you know, for me, the nervous part is just hoping that we do the story justice and people enjoy watching. And I think with this show, I really, really do think that they will.
Let's see. Thanks,
Jeff. Don't get emotional.
You better be saying that.
Don't get emotional.
Before she cries on Facebook, we're never crying.
Right, exactly.
It's going to take a lot for me to cry, boys.
You're going to do 8 episodes, right? And
yes.
Pretty much all the month of February is when and people
Correct.
Can catch. So how's it going to kind of drop? Lay that out for us.
So it airs February 4th, and it's every other day. Great. I think our last episode drops on February 22nd.
Okay.
So tune in, The Rook Life, and it's R-U-C-H. Follow us, like the page, and it'll just kind of pop right up on your feed. We're also on Instagram. So.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
You better be following us.
Yeah, well, I'll get to do that right now.
I'm watching.
Yeah, okay.
Big race coming up, too. She races.
We'll be in Daytona.
Yeah, you got Daytona coming up. And,
nice.
Man,
yeah.
That's
so all these things, exciting things. The show,
you get a moment to, like, breathe at all?
No, I go home for 5 days and I'm back at it.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's probably
that's
pretty
good thing.
Crazy.
But it's exciting.
That's a good
it's
thing
the way
busy.
I want my life to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, life is good when it's busy.
How special is Daytona to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, having last year, you know, I need a repeat.
Right.
But I really want a shot at winning. Until, you know, NASCAR has somebody, a female in the sport that takes a W, I think, is when things will start changing.
Right.
And so for me personally, I would love for it to be me.
Yeah.
We were almost there last year. So I feel really, really good going into it.
Well, best
awesome.
Of luck.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We'll be rooting for you now and
yeah.
Definitely hoping that you can do that and continue to raise the bar. In NASCAR and for female drivers as well. So best of luck on that.
Yeah.
Best of luck, guys, on the
Thank
show.
You. Thank you so much.
Angela Ruck here with us along with Jason Shabiko. And check out The Ruck Life starting on February 4th on Facebook Watch and then 8 episodes, one dropping every other day. So Facebook is where to go to check out The Ruck Life. And appreciate y'all.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Have
yeah.
a
appreciate
wonderful
it.
Rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy Miami.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you. We got more coming your way from Radio Row. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball all season long with Pat and John on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears back in action Wednesday on the road in Ames against Iowa State. 7:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 8 p.m. tip-off Wednesday for the Bears and the Cyclones.
Follow the Bears all season long here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world, inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor. Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And ask for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Humidor, in the Townwood Shopping Center of Valley Mills in Waco.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. And Commons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at In Commons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mahia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at incommonsbank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. ESPN Central Texas is in Miami for Super Bowl 54. Opening night was Monday night, and Q caught up with Chief Safety Armani Watts, a Texas A&M product. Watts says that defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo is a big reason Kansas City is in this game.
Really, all those things said outside the building is just outside noise, and that was last year's defense. We got a new defense, new personnel, new staff, and it's just a whole new mindset, and we go in and attack every day with that same mindset and just keeping in the back of our head just the things that's probably been said about this organization and about this team, and just let it feed us.
For all of our Super Bowl 54 coverage live from Radio Row in Miami, follow us on CentexSportsFan.com and the Centex Sports Fan app.
Sports. Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. It's time for our weekly segment with Colt Barber of Sikkim365.com.
And welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas, live from Miami and Super Bowl Radio Row. We're now joined on the phone lines by Colt Barber of Sikkim365.com. And Colt, man, there's been so many news and notes and nuggets and tidbits, and Sikkim365.com has been top-notch in breaking, along with our own David Smoke and others, the news throughout the last week about the various hires being made. And Dave Aranda's staff now near completion. A couple of spots, I do believe, remain open at this point. But the majority of the staff has been announced. And just to start things off with, what have been your thoughts on how you've seen the pieces fall into place with the likes of Larry Fedora and Ron Roberts and others?
Yeah, I mean, it's been extremely impressive. And, you know, when you're going to a search like this, obviously the initial hire being the head coaching hire, you want to know what type of background and experience they have. And the one thing we knew about Dave Aranda was that he's been in a lot of different spots. I mean, you talk about going all the way back to Hawaii, and then obviously at Wisconsin, Utah State, and then obviously at LSU. But his connections that he developed in so many different spots is going to lead him to having a strong staff. How good, we didn't really know. And now you're talking about, you look up and down these lists of coaches that they've hired, and you're talking about guys that are going to be a guy in George Munoz that's going to be coaching the receivers, that was an offensive coordinator at one time at Louisiana Lafayette. You're talking about Ron Roberts, who was a head coach, even though it was at the FCS level, he was a head coach, and then has worked his way up, and the guy that Dave Aranda really trusts. And then you talk about a guy like Dennis Johnson, who was a up-and-coming star at LSU as a defensive line coach, in a pretty crazy situation with him getting injured, not being able to coach on the sidelines, and put him in an analyst role. You're talking about a guy that was coveted by a lot of different people, and Dave Aranda was able to use his relationship to get him to Waco. And up and down the list, I mean, Larry Fedora is another one, the head coach just a couple of years ago, and was winning 11 games competing for conference championships. So you have so much experience all over this coaching staff that it's really impressive how Dave Aranda has, in a sense, humbled himself to say, I'm not worried about putting all this experience around me. I think it's going to help me in the long run. And really took a page out of Coach O at LSU, his playbook, and just saying, I'm going to do whatever I can to put the best people around me. And it's really going to be exciting to see how it all shapes up.
Does it feel to you like he's going to do his best CEO job instead of really being the super hands-on because he does have all this experience around him?
I hope, in a way, yes. But then again, I mean, he was such a good defensive coordinator at so many different spots. And I know the guys like that strive to be a head coach. But I think that he needs to have his hands on the defense in ways. And you hire a guy like Larry Fedora, who has experience running a program, and if you're hiring him, you have to trust him to run the offense. So I think that he's going to be the CEO over the offense, but I really think to an extent he's going to have hands on that defensive side of the ball as well. But at the same time, he wouldn't have hired a guy like Ron Roberts to come in and trust him to run his defense if he wanted to have full control. So I think there would be a good balance. But you can't just take a guy like that and tell him not to be a defensive coordinator anymore, because that's in his blood, and he's going to get things done on that side of the ball that he wants to be done.
Colt Barber, Sikkim365, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Colt, I believe they got a big recruiting weekend coming up. I mean, National Signing Day is, what, next Wednesday? So it's, you know, the last real chance for them to be able to do it. I know they had, what, some plan visits last weekend, but then they decided to bump it back because, I mean, half the coaching staff wasn't even hired at that point. So they've been setting it up for, you know, one last big try at some guys coming up this weekend. How important is these next couple of days here later on this week for this class, not only for this year, but also beyond?
Yeah, it's big, but what I will say is that I don't expect them to go and fill up all their spots this weekend. There's an opportunity to bring in experience as far as grad transfers and, you know, I don't want to say necessarily junior college transfers that will sign late, but traditional transfers that can build out the roster, because this isn't Matt Rhule's situation where he's coming in and trying to build from the ground up. This is a team that has a lot of potential for next year, and that they, you know, they lost a lot of guys, especially on defense. They have a lot of guys coming back on offense that should allow them to be very good on that side of the ball. They just need to, in a way, reload. So I think a lot of those spots will be saved. Now, as far as high school guys, junior college guys that are coming in this weekend, they need to fill some key spots that lack depth. Not necessarily, you know, potential starters, but guys that can fill in, that can even potentially redshirt, you know, at the safety position, linebacker position, a few different spots that they need to get guys on campus to fill out the depth chart. And that's what this weekend is going to be about. Bringing guys in that have an interest in Baylor. Maybe they had a relationship with a previous a coach that's now an assistant at a different spot. You know, whoever it might be, they just need to get those guys on campus, potentially fill out five of maybe eight or nine spots, maybe up to 10 spots, fill out about half of those, and then let it take you from there. But, you know, it's a big weekend just because this is going to be the first real weekend that this staff has worked together that have pretty much all been there. Now, there's still a couple more positions that need to be filled as far as the coaching staff goes. I'll be interested to see if they try to get those in place before this weekend, because that's a big thing for recruiting. If there's a guy on campus that's coming to visit that wants to know who his position coach is going to be, that's a big deal. So the running back coach and the safeties coach, however they decide to fill those guys in, I'll be really, really interested to see. And then once they get guys on campus, maybe they have a couple targets that they like that they decide to bring in late.
Colt, I know you guys over at Sikkim365.com do a lot of research. You guys do a lot of studying. You guys are kind of, you know, boots on the ground. What is, if you know at this point, what does a typical Coach Dave Aranda recruit look like? The ideal guy?
Yeah, I mean, we're so accustomed to what Matt Rhule wants. And it's hard to say this early, because you got to think how many different pieces of this puzzle is there. So you're talking about Larry Fedora on offense, that has his idea of who he wants as a quarterback, maybe who he wants as a running back. You have Ron Roberts, who has coached at a lower level, so he's typically looking for diamonds in the rough types that maybe he's not the most overly athletic guy, but he's going to develop guys. I don't know those answers right now. For me to answer your question. Now, we know what Dave Aranda wanted at Wisconsin on the defensive line. We know what he wanted at LSU on the defensive line. So those types of deals fall into place. You know, they want to be extremely athletic all over the defense. So I think what Matt Rhule recruited, what his defensive staff recruited on the defensive side of the ball, really plays to what Dave Aranda wants. I'm not sure exactly where the offense will go as far as precise personnel. I think that you look at some of the guys that they've been offering at quarterback, you know, even in the last few days, underclassmen. There's one prospect that they're actually targeting out of Shreveport Evangel, Blake Chapin, who is about 6 foot, 185 pounds. He's supposed to be coming in on a visit this weekend. He's not the biggest guy as a quarterback, but Larry Fedora likes him. So I think it's going to be a really matter of Dave Aranda allowing his coaches, his position coaches, to say, hey, especially on the offensive side of the ball, this is what I like. This is what's going to be efficient. But defensively, I expect him to stay extremely big and extremely athletic.
Hey, Colt, man, thanks for moving back a bit for us. It's kind of crazy here on Radio Row. We got to be sort of on our toes. So thanks for still sticking with us in this hour and giving us a little bit of your time. Obviously, there's a lot of things still to be determined, but if you're looking for all the latest on Baylor athletics, not just here on ESPN Central Texas, definitely check out Sikkim365.com. A little bit later on this afternoon, I'll have a recap up of Mac Rhodes as he will be joining You Make the Call later on today. So we'll have that for you as well. Colt, get some sleep, man. I know you've been very busy. And still more things to track down, but should be a fun weekend. And we'll learn a little bit more, I think, about kind of everything that's going on right now with this transition and the coaching staff. Appreciate you, and hope you have a good one.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. There's Colt Barber of Sikkim365.com here with us on ESPN Central. Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid just look a little different, don't they?
Yeah, just
Jeez
a little.
Louise.
Just a little.
Like, everything about them is opposite.
Absolutely.
Almost every single thing about them is opposite.
Absolutely, except for the fact that Kyle Shanahan's been a head coach for 3 years and has been in one Super Bowl. Andy Reid, 21 years, and this is only going to be his second.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Wow. They just showed a side-by-side with some of their stats and whatnot, and those guys just could not be more different, really. I mean, they really couldn't. But thanks to Colt, there's a big weekend coming up. And like you said, though, they're not going to try to, okay, we've got 10 spots available. Let's bring in 10 commits to, like, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to just take guys to take them. This is not Matt Rhule year one, like he was saying, where you just needed bodies, basically, you know, get the best bodies that you could, but just basically bodies. They have the luxury to not really have to be forced into anything and can be a bit more selective. So don't really know much about their recruiting tactics right now or like what they look for or anything
And that's what I was basically trying to ask Cole, but I knew it's going to be hard until you start to see, you know, tendencies and what this guy looks like. And there was a part where we knew exactly what a Coach Briles type player would look like. Mm-hmm. And then obviously after a couple seasons with Matt Rhule, you kind of knew, okay, this is a Matt Rhule, a prototypical Matt Rhule dude. Now we'll have to learn. Was it Coach Aranda type dude?
Right. I don't think Matt Rhule and company, to Cole's point, were, you know, going after a 6 foot, 185-pound quarterback, unless he was just a badass dual threat.
Right.
You know, but probably not this young man. This young man didn't have an offer at Baylor until this new staff came in, so he wasn't what they were looking for. And I know the quarterback that the old staff was looking at, this new staff must not be as high on. You know, so it's different for each group, and we're starting to learn a little bit, but still have a lot more to learn about Dave Aranda and his staff and their preferences when it comes to recruiting and the various other things that come with a college football program. So thanks to Colt for joining us. We've got one more hour to go. We're going to do Stink next.
I think so.
Yeah, Mark Schlereth joined us a little bit earlier today on Radio Row, and we will have that coming your way to kick off this 2 o'clock hour. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs, and ESPN Central Texas is broadcasting live all this week from 12 to 6 from NFL Media Headquarters and Radio Row Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us all this week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews with players and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap, Niners rush 4, pocket collapsing, Rodgers in trouble, breaks away from one, he can't get away from Bosa!
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearms, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We're live every day this week from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford & McGregor Pre-Owned Superstore, they have 500-plus units available, all coming with a 3-month, 3,000-mile guarantee. See dealer for details. A 2019 F-250 Lariat package, $53,750. Zero-down delivers. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. Huge inventory, big savings, and they deliver to you. Call them at 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. 866-937-2578 and StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
Touchdown!
At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sauce.
Thought about buying a home but weren't sure if you'd qualify? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco. Homeownership the right way.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford & McGregor. Super Bowl 54 coverage is also brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, our CBD store,
Open now at 909 North Hewitt Drive. Petty Clinic Low T, Centex Rehabilitation, Amanda Cunningham Realtor, the top agent in Waco with Coldwell Banker Apex, Balcones, Southwest Sports Medicine, Bush's Chicken, Marksman Firearms, Pinnacle Fence, McAdams & Sons Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U. Necessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills and Lake Air in Waco.
Welcome back, everyone.
The 2 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Wings Pizza and Things in Temple.
You having fun yet?
This is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome back into Radio Row here in Miami, Florida. Super Bowl coverage continues on here on ESPN Central Texas. Craig Smoke, your boy Q, and we are now joined on Radio Row by three-time Super Bowl champion, former NFL offensive lineman Mark Schlereth here with us. And Mark, do appreciate your time this afternoon. How are you enjoying Miami?
You know what? Always, anytime you're at the Super Bowl, it's great. Anytime you're at the Super Bowl and it's warm weather, it's even better. So, I got here last night. It's great. It's been awesome.
This is an incredible matchup, but we talk so much about it, and then by the time the game rolls around, like, who knows what's really going to happen? Who's going to be the unsung hero?
Right.
How have you, though, kind of viewed the 49ers and this matchup with what they've done and the opposite side, the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it on paper, they're always great matchups, right? But, like I like to say, if the games were played on paper, I'd spend a lot less time on an operating table. They're not, you know, and I'll tell you, doing games for Fox has been amazing. There are so many times you come into a game and you know what's going to happen, right? You just know beyond the shadow of a doubt what's going to happen, how they're going to play, and that's why they get in a week to game plan. Like, you come out and it's completely different than you thought it was going to be, right? Mm-hmm. And so you just never really know. I will tell you that that both of these teams are exceptionally coached, well disciplined. They both, you know, based out of a West Coast offense, but both of those West Coast offenses are completely different. In Andy Reid wants to be spread, you know, he wants to be in three wide receiver sets, 11 personnel. Kyle Shanahan wants to condense, he wants to be in two tights and two backs. So they're completely, their base or the root of it is the same, but you know, when you talk about the tangential nature of what they do outside, it's completely different. So it's really cool how much, you know, how different they are, even though they're based out of the same thing. You know, all the one-back runs with Kansas City where you want to get two backs with San Francisco, and you want to, you know, you want to, like I said, block with the tight ends and do all those things. They're completely different. So it's really going to be interesting. You know, one of the things that fascinates me about Kansas City is, in a day and age where protection is paramount, I know it's about getting rid of the ball and doing all those things, but they get five receivers out in the pattern more than any team in football. You watch them, 80% of the time, and I don't have that number exactly, but, you know, I'm just eyeball test watching film. 80% of the time, man, they got five guys out. They rely on their five offensive linemen to hold up, and when they do break down, they go, Patrick Mahomes, go make a play. You know, scramble around, buy us some time, make a play, make an off-platform throw, and they've got so much speed and athleticism. I had one defense coordinator tell me this year, very respected defense coordinator, goes, I have never seen, and this guy's been around forever, so he's been around, he's coached against Randy Moss, he's coached against, you know, the best of the best. He's like, I have never seen anybody on the field that has more speed than Tyreek Hill. I've never seen his equal. And I've been around for 20-some years, just – They are freak shows that way. And, you know, San Francisco has that like athletes, but just they do it a completely different way. And, you know, I was just talking about their unselfishness. And I go back to the NFC divisional game against Minnesota where Kella Witherspoon gets torched in the first drive. And I was sitting with my daughters, and I tweeted it out at that time. I go, watch, he's going to get benched. Because the kid, Emmanuel Mosley, behind him is a really good player. And, you know, and I had called a couple of games, so I knew him pretty well because he had started for a while where Kello was out with an injury. And sure enough, next drive, Kello's out. Well, you find out after the game that instead of going and pouting on the bench about getting, you know, benched, he walks up with special teams coach and goes, hey, man, I just got benched. Give me E-Man's special teams reps because he's going to be playing the game for me, so he needs his energy.
Wow.
Like, the that stuff doesn't – like, there's very few teams that – those are the reasons that you're in the Super Bowl, right? Those are the reasons that you got this far because of guys understanding the team nature and the sacrifice it takes of every guy and every coach to get here. So that's what you have. This matchup should be a great matchup.
How much do you feel Richard Sherman, the addition of Richard Sherman, has helped that 49ers defense and the team in general, because they have that veteran that's been there, done that, and can kind of talk about that team, and instead of the I, it's all about we.
Well, I think it's helped them tremendously. It's helped them from several standpoints. One, from a preparation standpoint, Richard Sherman, you know, prepares to play football.
Right.
Right? So with your young guys, when you watch an old guy prepare, an old guy study, and an old guy understand, like, the amount of knowledge and the amount of things he's seen really resonates with young players. So they gravitate towards – I've been at practice on several different occasions. They gravitate toward Richard asking him questions. Sherm, what do you got here? What are you thinking here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's seen it. He's been there. He understands it. That defense that Robert Saleh, their defensive coordinator, installed, Robert was with them in Seattle. So he brought it over. So Sherm just completely understands that kind of matchup three zone that they play, you know, the majority of time. So they really understand that. So they use him from that standpoint. The other part is Sherm is a complete football player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't just some cover guy,
right,
man. He will rally up, crack, replace, and hit you in the teeth. Like, he ain't afraid. And so when you've got a guy that has had the success that he has had, that is a complete football player, and that is not, you know, that's not out there trying to keep his uniform clean, like, when he does it, then everybody has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he raises the level of the rest of that defense. And I tell you what, they're exceptionally talented on that side of the ball. Like, they know what they're doing, and they've done a great job both in free agency and in the draft, getting Nick Bosa, getting Dee Ford. Fred Warner's been a great pickup. Quan Alexander was a great – he's one of my favorite football players. He's a great pickup for them. This kid Greenlaw is just – he just blossomed here in the last several months of the season. So – It's fun to watch what they're doing, and I think Sherm has a big part of that.
Mark Schlereth here with us on ESPN Central Texas. He's with KT Tape. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Is it kind of crazy to see Kyle Shanahan leading the charge? I mean, I would imagine you saw him in his younger years, and to see his rise through the ranks to where he is now. I mean, how incredible is that?
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah, I mean, I've known Kyle probably since he was about 15. You know that Kyle was the last court holder in the Super Bowl?
Wow.
Yeah,
because my last Super Bowl in Denver was the last time they had cords. Now they went to wireless.
Oh, okay.
So he was the last kid to hold a cord for a head coach.
Wow.
So that was his job. And it's fascinating. You know, I talked to him earlier in the season about about his ability to predict plays. Like, there was a game in Cleveland where Kittle motions across the formation. I think somebody follows him, so you're getting what coverage you're getting. And was it? I don't know if it was somebody that followed him, or they knew they were getting. You know, they were getting man and or two man or whatever they had. I can't remember exactly what it was, but as soon as they motioned, Kyle Shanahan turned his back to the play and goes touchdown. And Joe Staley was standing there, and he's like, "What?" And sure enough, Kittle goes down the seam, boom, or down the middle of the field, boom, touchdown. And Joe Staley's like blown away by it. So I was asking Kyle about it. He goes, "Are you kidding me?" He goes, "You know how many thousands of times I saw my dad do it? It's just like, it's habit now, right? It's
right.
Just what I do." And so they understand the game. They have a depth of knowledge. And I always say the great coaches coach the problems. They understand the problems. And not just – Not everybody's problem, right? So here's the play we're running. Here are the problems that it presents to us as an offense. Here's the problems it presents to them as a defense. right?
Mm-hmm.
How can we mitigate our problems while exposing their problems, right? And that's kind of the game that's played. Mm. And Kyle does it probably better than anybody else on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, Mark, you're with KT Tape. Tell us a little bit about KT Tape, and we see it all throughout sports nowadays. People wonder, what is that stuff on the Band-Aid or the roll on people's arms?
One, it looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
Right? So, I mean, if you're a weekend warrior, you just want to look cool, boom, KT Tape. Two, even better than looking cool, it works. Mm. So I think there's really two qualities to it. One, it acts, from a soft tissue standpoint, it acts as a support system, right? So whether it's a hamstring, a knee, an elbow, a shoulder, I really got turned on to it by my kid, my son, who's a professional pitcher, using it both on legs and shoulders and everything else that he, you know, to get him through a season, right? Mm-hmm. So, one, it works as a support system. So you put it on that joint, you put it on that muscle, you put it on that soft tissue, and it supports that injury. Two, it acts as a healing modality, if you will. So as your skin contracts and expands with that tape on it, it sends a message to your brain to send a blood supply. Mm-hmm. So you can put it on and leave it on for 7 days before you have to change it out. And during that 7 days, you're in a healing process every time you move. So it's an exceptional product, and thousands. Like you don't see it in the NFL as much because we're all padded up, mm-hmm. but thousands of guys use it. The teams all use it. It's got duality in its process, both as a healing agent and a support agent. It's a phenomenal product.
Well, I know there's people out there that work out or people who are still athletes, and if you want more information, kttape.com. It is a godsend for a lot of people as far as athletically healing, feeling better, drug-free pain relief, and support for common injuries. Mark Stingslareth here with us on Radio Row. Thanks so much, man, for your time.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. There's Mark Schlereth here with us in Miami. More coming your way. This is ESPN Central Texas.
There's a reason customers drive from all over Texas to buy a Ram pickup truck from Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. You may need your umbrella from time to time today, as we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Again, periods of rain, about 65 degrees the high. Later on this afternoon and tonight, though, our rain chances really go down, and just a 20% chance of a shower early this evening. Otherwise, we'll see clearing skies. Lows drop to 38, and tomorrow mostly sunny skies. It should be a beautiful day, but it's going to be a cool day with a high of only 56. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first, plus check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need: privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
The Real Texas Gun Show, coming Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at the Harker Heights Event Center off Edwards Drive. The Real Texas Gun Show, proud to be the place where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The variety at the show is extensive, and oftentimes if they don't have it, they don't make it. The Real Texas Gun Show. More than just guns, you'll find prepper, survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and so much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, February 1st, 9 to 5, February 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Harker Heights Event Center.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford & McGregor Pre-Owned Superstore, they have 500-plus units available, all coming with a 3-month, 3,000-mile guarantee. See dealer for details. A 2019 F-250 Lariat package, $53,750. Zero-down delivers. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. Huge inventory, big savings, and they deliver to you. Call them at 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. 866-937-2578 and StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park and ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers 2 daily round trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and 2 daily round trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom and Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers,
who will take you to the lower level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com. That's Waco Shuttle U.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, and got about 45 minutes left in today's show.
I'm kind of salty about that commercial. I definitely read that commercial like three times before I left.
Word trumped you and took over the commercial.
See, he's been doing that. I don't know if you've noticed, but Billy Ray's on a ton of commercials right now.
I don't notice. I'm not on any. Except for Richard Carr, and I do appreciate them, but that's the one commercial I'm allowed to read, apparently.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but I know I went through that one and read that commercial like three times. And then Ward decided he was going to boot me off that commercial.
Fourth time the charm.
I'm a little salty with Ward now.
Well,
he's lucky I'm here in Miami, and I can't get to him, or else it'd be some trouble in them streets. On Bagby.
Let it boil for five more days.
No, I'll forget about it by tonight.
Oh, yeah.
after the party's over tonight, I'll forget.
So what time is that thing?
I believe it's at 7. I think it's at 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
Yeah, which is, you know, it is what it is. There's, you know, we talked about the different 14. This is number 14. he's looking for the table number. Anyway, we've talked about the transportation and talked about how everything is kind of not really as convenient as it should be. Mm-hmm. Well, the shuttle service here apparently goes from the convention center to the hotel, but it won't go from point A to point B. It won't go from A to C. It has to go to A, B, and then C.
That's,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It won't go shuttle to the party. It'll go shuttle, hotel, wait a while, party.
There's a lot of stuff about the setup here that doesn't make sense. Like, the thing is it's beautiful weather. Miami's beautiful. Miami's prettier than I've ever seen it. I've only seen it one other time before, but that was several years ago. And it's really, remade itself in some ways. Like, there's certain areas of town that you can tell, like, oh, definitely, like, they're changing over there. Like, where we are.
Like, we're living. Yeah, where we're staying, yeah.
I mean, every morning I've basically woken up to drills from where.
Oh, they're still working on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right about 9 o'clock, if not earlier than that, they're just. And you're like, where does it come from? Yesterday it was right outside the window.
Yeah.
They were hanging some temporary sign that required, I counted, 16 screws, so I heard all 16 of those, and then today it sounded like it was above us. So
wow,
they're halfway finished with stuff.
Yeah,
it's still a really nice place.
It's a really nice place.
Like, the construction is really not a pain, other than when they're like right outside your window and they're drilling and doing things like that. But I mean, other than that, some things not being like the elevator's kind of like halfway done.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
That's,
it's not like a problem.
That's manageable. That's no big deal.
I mean, where we are has basically been redone in many ways, the art district. But, yeah, like, just the coordination and, like, the details of this, the Super Bowl committee here has done an awful job.
Right.
I mean, quite frankly, they really have. I mean, everything else is cool. And all they had to do was just, be a little bit more accommodating to, the thousands of people who are sitting here for 12 hours a day. But they don't care at all, and clearly don't care about transportation or you having to go – find transportation to go long distances, which also out of pocket, like, or no food, so you got to go out of your way, and it's not like there's anything close by here, so
right.
Out of pocket. I'm going to have very bad marks for this Super Bowl committee, not the city, not the event, but just the way they've kind of handled this. I've been very disappointed, especially in light of what we've experienced elsewhere with Houston being
Houston did it. It did it so right. Houston did, and I know that John McClain took a lot of pride in that because he was on the committee for what to do and he was consulted multiple times on what the media needs, and I say need in a very loose way because I mean we don't need anything really except for a table and some electricity, which we have, but you know, just to make things easier and make it a lot more convenient to be able to get your work done.
Well, they don't even have bottled water all the time.
They don't have bottled water at all.
Yeah.
Like they haven't had it since Monday.
Right.
I brought in 4 bottles of water today in my backpack because I knew I wasn't going to get any anywhere else.
I need to go shopping tonight and get some more stuff.
Oh, we still got some in the fridge. We got some waters and we got some Gatorades and all that stuff. So that's what I've been bringing now because yesterday they didn't even have bottled water. And today they're like, oh, we're going to have bottled water. Look, Pepsi is a sponsor here.
Yeah.
They can't make a call to Aquafina?
I'm pretty sure they could. That's what I'm saying. I think it's more or less it's the people in charge aren't doing a very good job at all. So we get like a survey that we fill out after the Super Bowl typically about like what could you do better. And I'm very disappointed that they went from this high mark in Houston to last year in Atlanta was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't bad like this. This is awful. I mean, in comparison.
Right. No, and it's crazy. There was a guy from a Miami radio station that I ran into when I was on my way to go see if there was anything over there. And as soon as I turned the corner to look, he goes, nope, there's nothing here. And then he went on a rant because he's from Miami.
Good.
He's all, they're making me look bad. He's
good.
All, I was excited to be here in Miami for the Super Bowl. This is my hometown, and they're making me look bad. And I, you know, so, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, we got the station next to us. They all got smart waters. They had to buy those before they got here.
Right.
I brought a couple drinks in knowing, like, oh, they may have some, they may not. And walked in there a few minutes ago. The coffee had just run out. And I doubt they've replaced that.
Right.
Which that really, I'm not a coffee drinker, and you're not a coffee drinker, mm-mm. But a lot of media people are. And
right.
They were not happy about that. Went and walked to the fridge, no bottled waters. I mean, like, even don't even have sodas, just have bottled waters at the very
right.
You know, minimum. And, yeah, it's just like a collage of whatever they had, like, handy, and they just threw it in the cooler and didn't really give too much thought to it, nor much thought to replacing it when it ran out. And that's kind of how it's been the last couple of days now. And not a great start for the old Miami Super Bowl committee. And that's who we're zeroing in on here.
Right.
Nothing else about, like, the setup's great. The city, as I've said many times, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's fantastic. So very minor complaint out of a lot of things that are good. But, I mean, they deserve the criticism. And I think every other media member here would say, who have regularly gone to Super Bowls, that of the last few years, this is at the very bottom of the list as far as, you know, just taking care of people.
Yeah, it's just a little different. And I'm wondering, this is really my biggest concern, is tomorrow when it gets really busy and Thursday when it's bananas. Because right now you look around, there's still a bunch of tables that are empty.
Yeah.
So by Wednesday or Thursday, it's going to be really, really packed. Then what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, and the thing is it's going to get more crowded, but there's still going to be some empty tables because, you know, some stations just decided to not make the trip this year that we've heard about. And, you know what, like if they were going to pick one to miss, like as far as that one area goes,
right.
Like that was the right call. But, yeah, Miami as a city is fantastic, and looking forward to having a few more days here. I just hope the committee can kind of play catch up because they're really the only issue at all right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a problem that you guys care about so much, but giving you more of like the behind the scenes of just kind of like what it's like and what we're doing and things like that. And just take care of people, especially if they're going to be sitting here for 12 hours a day and paying to sit here for 12 hours a day, you know?
Right.
Later on this afternoon on You Make the Call, Mac Rhodes is going to be on with David Smoke. They're going to do a little split duty again with Paul here for like an hour and Smokey for a couple of hours, I believe. And looking forward to hear what Mac Rhodes has to say because it'll really be his first comments about this coaching staff that's been put together. He did comment on Dave Aranda last week, who was here at Media Night last night.
Yeah,
apparently. To Foss.
According to Foss, he was.
In case you missed it, a doppelganger of Dave Aranda was here that our buddy Foss from Austin was convinced was Dave Aranda. We started off the show talking about that. But the Super Bowl just a few days away now, and are you, like, excited for the game? Where's your excitement level for that?
I'm very excited about the game. I think it's going to be an excellent game. I really do. I mean, it's one of those matchups that you say, okay, well, is the high-flying Chiefs offense enough to defeat the 49ers defense? But then you look at it and you realize that over the past few weeks and even, you know, it really isn't as bad as the Chiefs defense isn't really as bad as it's been documented. That was really last year's defense, and it has been improved. Now, there's still areas that need to improve. I still don't think their run defense is that good, even though I know they held Derrick Henry to 66 yards last week, but against Tennessee. you know, and I know that, but I don't know if you can do that consistently, if they can keep doing that consistently. I know they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder when it comes to the defense because they are the ones that are looked at as the weakest link. So, you know, do they come out with, you know, the hair on fire and a little bit of extra juice, a little extra oomph, and you know, make it happen? And I know there's some stats floating around that the Chiefs' defense isn't really as bad as it looks on, or people think it is, but I just kind of think if they can slow down the 49ers' rush game early, if they can slow it down early, then the 49ers are going to be forced to become one-dimensional because you know the Chiefs are going to score. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good the 49ers' defense is. The Chiefs are going to score. So if you can slow down the run game of the 49ers and maybe make them punt a couple times, and all of a sudden if the Chiefs get up, you know, 10-0, 14-0, all of a sudden it changes the game a little bit, and now you're looking at Jimmy G and saying, okay, bring us home, and then that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not 100% sure if Jimmy G is the closer. I don't know if he's the guy who could bring it home. If it comes down to throwing the ball around the yard, and I know he did it against New Orleans, but again, that was a one-off. You know what I mean? Like, what have we seen consistently? Consistently all year I've seen Patrick Mahomes do Patrick Mahomes things, do magical things. I haven't seen the Chiefs defense be dominating all year long. I've seen them at times do really well like they did against the Titans. 49ers, what have they done really well? I've seen their defense be outstanding all year. I've seen the run game be outstanding. But I haven't seen Jimmy G dominate all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, he threw 8 passes against Minnesota.
This dude could very well cruise to a third Super Bowl ring without having done really much of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
He's already got 2, did nothing to get those.
Right.
And could be a 3-time Super Bowl champion just because their defense is so good. Like,
yep.
What a blessing. But then again, you know, there's always that unsung hero, and that very well may be Jimmy G's breakout party this Sunday.
Could be.
You know, I mean, for all we know, I mean, who had David Tyree being a hero in a Super Bowl,
right,
or Larry Brown, or countless others over the years that became Super Bowl legends, and really, outside of that game, maybe we're just
never
okay
did anything
players.
Again.
Yeah, wouldn't Larry Brown
do, nothing.
Yeah.
He signed a stupid free agent deal.
Boy, that is, you know, we've talked about some, and look, my franchise growing up, it's not much better. But, I mean, going and signing a Larry Brown to a big contract after a Super Bowl MVP performance when really that was all he had done up until that point in his career was,
well, you know, that
very Al move.
It didn't stop there. Desmond Howard was the next guy.
Oh, yes.
Because remember, he was an MVP in the Super Bowl, and he was amazing. He was going to change the return game. And, oh, man, he was even going to dibble and dabble in the wide receiver like he did when he was at Michigan. Not so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how it kind of works out. And if any unsung hero was out there, I don't know really where I'd place it, but I look at this and I say, on paper, I favor the 49ers, but something about Patrick Mahomes, man. I refuse to believe he's going to allow a loss in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
There's something about that kid that we've talked about him at length before, that he's always finds a way to win. Now, not at Texas Tech,
right,
and didn't win a state championship at White House, but, I mean, got knocking on the doorstep last year, and now he's here, and I don't know. I feel like it could be like that all-time memory for him coming up, that he's just going to will that team to a win. But, again, equally as likely that it could be somebody we're not even mentioning or even thinking about at this moment that comes up with a big turnover, a big touchdown or whatever.
Something out of the ordinary will happen in the game, and you'll say, whoa, I didn't see that coming up, you know, but it'll happen. So that's the fun, is just kind of trying to anticipate what's going to happen, who's going to be the most important players, and then all of a sudden it turns out to be someone else.
Yeah, and that's what Mark Schlereth was talking about with us, of just like, hey, we talk about it, and then it's not at all what we expected.
Peter King said the same thing.
Yeah, Peter King said the exact same thing. So that's kind of the mentality I think everybody has. I hope, my biggest hope, just like with any other Super Bowl or any big game, just be a good game. Just be a good game, please. Don't be a game like that's over at halftime and we just have to kind of sit through the second half where it's out of reach. I don't anticipate that.
Right.
And even if the 49ers were to build a big lead, you know, Kansas City can make a comeback against, you know, about anybody.
I think everyone realizes that.
I just fear if it was like the Chiefs up 21 points at halftime or something along those lines. I don't know.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no coming back from that because you're not going to shut them out.
And it could very well happen, too, with Patrick.
But you're not shutting them out. If they get up like 21-0, you might as well just call it church.
Yep. So, yeah, man, it'll be very interesting to see. I've got a long wait, it feels like, even though it's not that long of a wait. But it's 2:30 on the dot here. Let's go ahead and take a break. You want to play Watts from last night? Last night at the Super Bowl Media Day over at the Marlins ballpark, their newer ballpark, Q had the opportunity to get a couple of minutes with former Texas A&M Aggie Armani Watts, he's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl. So exciting stuff for that young man for sure. And you'll hear the he's not a legend, Aggie standout coming up next is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show. Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there.
Not yet, Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
You have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here. And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford and McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Coming up January 28th through 31st, it's the 2020 McLennan County Junior Livestock Show and Sale of Champions at the Extraco Event Center in Waco. We invite you to see firsthand more than 800 livestock projects from McLennan County students involved in FFA and 4-H. And on January 31st, it's the 2020 Sale of Champions. Be a part of the biggest livestock show in McLennan County and help invest in the future of these students. Join us at the Junior Livestock Show and Sale of Champions, January 28th through the 31st at the Extraco Event Center.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Slovacek Sausage in West. The Lady Bears host Iowa State tonight at the Farrell Center. Kim Mulkey says the key to the game is defending the three.
Just their talent and their ability to score from the three gets your motor going. I mean, they've scored the most threes in the league, I think, and if you look at stats in the league, we're one, they're two in scoring margin, one and two in scoring. You know, you're going to have to guard the three at all positions, not just one, two, and all positions will shoot threes. You're going to have to get back in transition defense, and you're going to have to fan out to the three.
You hear the game starting at 7:30. You hear the game starting at 7 o'clock on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back Back here on ESPN Central Texas, we're scheduled to have Darren Revelle joining us here in the next segment to kind of wind down the show, and he'll be talking money and sponsors.
Money.
Yeah, that's his theme song, basically. But, yeah, I want to ask him, though, about Kobe. I'm going to start off by asking him about that. I've seen him tweeting a lot about it, mm-hmm. and just kind of you know, the impact that has had. So we'll dibble and dabble with Darren Revelle coming up in just a few moments. Huh? Oh, he's tomorrow? Okay, well, never mind then.
All right.
Screw him then.
All right, well, Paul the traffic cop, he's been directing the ship.
In place of that, we're going to get to Armani Watson in a second, but earthquake today.
Yeah, apparently.
I just saw on the little news wire here that there was a 7.7 registered earthquake in Jamaica. Now, you're saying Cuba, but
Paul told me Cuba.
Okay, but all the ones that I'm seeing is saying Jamaica. Regardless, that's not that far from here. We're
right
at the southern tip of the United States, basically, here in Miami, Florida. So we're not the farthest south you can get, but
right,
we're pretty far south and a lot closer to those islands than we are to Texas right now.
Yeah.
So if there was an earthquake of that magnitude, very well could have been that you felt that this morning as you were just talking about.
Yeah, man, we were standing here, and it was early when we got here, and then all of a sudden there was just a loud boom, and all of a sudden some shaking, and it was four of us, our neighbors here at from ESPN 104.5 in Albany, and then Paul and myself were here, and we kind of all looked at each other while we were in the middle of talking. And all of a sudden, the ground kind of shook, and we paused for a second, and then we went back to what we were doing. And then I was like, hey, is there a problem that none of us have, like, decided we'd figure out what that was?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not normal to hear a big boom and then the ground shake. And, I mean, hell, it's 2020, man. You never know what could be shaken out. And so, man.
Dude, okay, so this seems like it had to have happened later than when you felt it, because this is all coming out within the last hour.
Uh-huh.
But I'm seeing a Twitter report from someone viewing from their apartment here in Miami, and the lights are swaying back and forth. And this was posted about an hour ago. And then, oh, man, this is like my biggest fear, guys, because I love the water.
Right.
But I have watched an unhealthy amount of tsunami footage.
Right.
Because I'm just captivated by it.
Yeah.
It fascinates me because I've always been a water guy, and just that angry ocean and how nasty it can get. I mean, you talk about just there's nothing you can do about it. I mean,
other
than run in certain places. But apparently they sent out a tsunami warning to Jamaica, Cuba, and the Cayman Islands, which is not that far from us, like I said, Cuba especially.
Right.
But, yeah, apparently they're feeling it. They felt it in Miami. There's tsunami warnings all the way around this sort of area as well. And originally thought to be a 7.3, has now been upgraded to a 7.7.
Jeez.
Tsunami waves reaching 1 meter are possible for some of the island countries, but not here in Miami, Florida. But, yeah, that's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, it is.
So when did that happen? Like,
but it was early.
Yeah,
it was
so
early. You weren't here yet.
No, it couldn't have been that then.
No, so that's – so I'm still wondering what that loud boom was and shake.
We didn't feel it here if it just happened within the last hour.
No, uh-oh.
At least that we're aware of.
No.
Apparently it's been felt all the way up to St. Petersburg, Florida.
Wow.
But no tsunami threat for the Florida Keys or South Florida. Okay, that's good. I mean, we'd be pretty okay right here.
Right.
But I don't know, man. Tsunamis, that's a nasty beast right there, brother. That is a nasty beast. So no Darren Revelle today.
Okay.
But he will be with us tomorrow.
All right.
And we'll talk Kobe or just Super Bowl. I don't know. Just depends on how we're feeling at the time by the time tomorrow rolls around.
He's going to close out the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's – what else do we have in store for tomorrow? I don't know. We'll get to it when we get to it. But what's on your mind right now as far as just everything, all the activity going on? He's ramping up for a media party later
on. Yeah, I'm thinking about the media party. But also, man, I'm still thinking about this game. And, you know, I'm really fascinated about the game. I'm really excited because I get to, you know, represent the radio station at the game. This is the second year in a row. And, hell, I don't know if I'll ever get to go into a Super Bowl game again. But just knowing that that's a blessing to have that opportunity. And so I'm just excited about what I get to see, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a lot better game than last year's game.
Yeah.
Last year's game was a stinker when you had a team with a high-flying offense that you thought, okay, they're going to put up a whole bunch of points, basically get shut out, and basically we're made just to look silly. I mean, the Patriots' defense was just so outstanding last year. that the Rams couldn't do anything.
No, it was a bad Super Bowl.
You know, it was. They couldn't get anything going. And again, man, if you go through the history of Super Bowls, most of the time when you have that big time offense and that real good defense, 9 times out of 10 the defense wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. One area that I think is really going to be a fascinating key area to watch for this game, and this is just me riffing, is the tight end position. Both tight ends are really, really good, obviously. Kelce for the Chiefs and Kittle for the 49ers. There's only one thing that I think separates the two, and that's Kittle is way more physical at the line of scrimmage. He's that guy that'll get in there and block for the running back, which is also another reason why their run game is so good, because not only is he very, very physical when it comes to running, he's just in there. He's doing all the dirty work and wants to do the dirty work. So I think that really is going to be one of the keys. You know, if he's able to get in there and get his hands dirty and do the dirty work, like I like to call it, how much does that help? And then can the Chiefs establish any kind of run game, and can Kittle help out on that? Kelce, because Kelce doesn't really block very much.
Right.
I mean, you know what you're going to get from Kelce. It's outstanding. He's a hell of a player. I mean, great player. But when it comes to blocking, he really doesn't do that. So is that part of the game inside the game that's going to change things? I mean, it might be a point where it doesn't matter. KC might be on such a roll, it doesn't matter if he's blocking or not. You know, they might just be whatever. But at the same time, it may be something that they need him to come up and do in a major way, and he's not able to do it. That's another reason why I gave the nod to San Francisco in this game. I just think that there's certain areas inside the game that are going to make them the favorites.
Yeah, like I said a few minutes ago, I'm on paper, like just going brain-wise, which I hear some of you chuckle out there. I know you laugh when I say that, but I go 49ers. It's really just my heartstrings getting pulled a little bit about every time I think Patrick Mahomes has ever been down, and he somehow finds a way to win or to usually win, in some cases come up just a bit short. But, yeah, that's my heart talking. So, and a little bit of my brain as well, because, I mean, who's going to deny Patrick Mahomes has a chance to go in this game?
Right.
And it's going to be bigger than him, obviously. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is as important, if not more important in some ways, because even a bad game for Patrick is still a better game than most guys can give you.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I'm leaning 49ers here. But George Kittle, you know that little first down celebration that he does?
Yeah.
You know why I like George Kittle?
Isn't that a wrestling thing?
He's a pro wrestling fan. That's right. Him and The Rock have been going back and forth on Twitter like all year long. He's a big Stone Cold fan as well. But he's such a deep wrestling fan, I never truly appreciated it until realizing that his first down celebration was from an AEW wrestler,
mm-hmm.
Pentagon Jr., who is fantastic. And that's when I know, like, you're not just watching WWE, you're watching AEW as well. Like, George Kittle, I think that's my new favorite NFL player at this point. I was thrilled to learn that news.
That's funny.
Yeah, I saw a little article about that and him talking about it. I think he and I should have gone to the media party last night just to, I would never have gotten a one-on-one with George Kittle.
Right.
But I think I got to chop it up with him for a couple hours on pro wrestling.
I don't know, because Stu was there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Stu is a big, and that's what he said. I wanted to talk to Kittle about wrestling.
Yep.
He was a big, I forgot about that. But, yeah, Stu. If it comes to wrestling, Stu's all over it.
Stu's a huge fan. I'd be interested if we got
like
a trivia contest.
He could be a wrestler.
Stu?
Yeah. I think he could be a wrestler.
Yeah. He'd be probably a jobber. I mean, he
what's a jobber?
Loses all the time.
What would Paul be?
I don't I'd lean jobber, but I don't know. He might be like I don't know.
Stu the jobber. I'm going to call Stu, and he knows what that means, so I'm going to, when I see him later tonight, I'm be like,
No, I'm not.
I'm just be like, hey, man, if you were a wrestler, you'd be a jobber.
Yeah, okay, see what he says.
Yeah, see what he says.
He'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, hey, man, I'm too old to be anything else but a jobber. That's
look at
funny.
The lights, cowboy. It's your job. Look at the lights. But, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Stu and I do share that love, and I think there's going to be a couple of guys from New Japan. I need to talk to him about that, actually. If you see him tonight.
I will.
Because I haven't seen him around.
They're on the far side over there.
Yeah, I probably won't see him then. It's probably too little too late, but I would like to get the couple guys that he was talking about. Bad Luck Fale, I believe he was saying, or Tama Tonga from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Those guys would be fun, and they're kind of wild characters, so I think they're supposed to be here tomorrow.
Paul would be a jobber. You'd be a jobber, Paul. You'd be a
jobber.
If you were a wrestler, you'd be a jobber.
What's a jobber?
Jobber's the one that loses all the time. Like the Brooklyn Brawler.
No, I wouldn't.
What would you be?
No, I wouldn't. I would be a heel.
No, okay.
Yeah. I'd be a heel. I'd want to be a heel.
What's a heel? The bad guy?
The bad guy.
Face.
But you're not very mean, though.
Face and heel.
Am I not?
No, you're not. You're a nice guy.
Am I not?
Even when you get mad, it's like, this is not disrespectful. It's almost funny because, you know, you get your
get real mad.
You get real mad, and it's just like, but then you know that you're really, really mad, so it's not funny. But at times, it's somewhat funny.
I know. People laugh at me when I get angry.
Yeah, they see, do. Because they you're a nice.
And then.
Because you're a funny guy naturally.
And here's the thing. It makes me madder.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Because
I'm mad.
Right.
I want them to understand, no, I'm mad right,
right.
now.
Right. But that's because you're a comedian. You're a comic. So you're already, we're already look at you like you're just funny. It's, yeah. it's like a comedian doing a serious role in a movie. Like, you don't really take them seriously because usually Adam Sandler. What's that latest movie he had?
Uncut Gems.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Wow. Everybody's saying the exact opposite that I've seen.
Here's
terrible.
What I think. Film geek people like the movie. People who like Adam Sandler as Adam Sandler are not going to like it.
That was awful.
Because he's not going to be going, you know. So, I'm going to.
So for the average fan, it's like the 15th movie in a row of his that they will not have liked.
It
basically.
Was awful.
The one he did on the boat with Jennifer Aniston wasn't that bad. The murder mystery one.
I know why you like that movie, Mr. I Love Jennifer Aniston.
No, I'm just saying, as the bad movies he's done over and over again, that one was the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one he did with David Spade wasn't that bad either.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems was awful.
He's nailed it in a lot of those Netflix movies, though.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, here's all the money you'd ever want.
Yeah, I get it.
We don't care how much effort you put forth into it. Have as much fun as you want to. Mm-hmm. Don't care about critics. Script isn't important. You'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Yep, and that's what he's done. That's what he's done. He's already got a vault full of classics anyways from the 90s and early 2000s. Yeah. So
here's what I think I would be in wrestling. I don't think I'd be a good wrestler. I think I'd be like the promoter guy.
Manager.
Oh, the manager.
Manager guy.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking.
That's
true. I'd be like the manager guy.
I could see that.
I could come out and be like, hey, listen, this is Roddy Piper.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know why this one. Yeah. You know, this is the guy, and then I could pump people up. I'm a good hype man.
Yeah.
You'd be a good
hype man. Like, I could pump you guys up, you know, if
you're
a tag team.
You know what wrestler I'd be? I'd be that wrestler that you never see in the ring. I would just come out, and, like, I'd be the guy where it's, like, Craig's in the ring, and he just won, and all of a sudden he gets on the mic, and he starts talking trash, and then all of a sudden I come walking in from the back, and then I walk around the ring. I never get in it. I just walk around it, and I start talking trash to him and tell him, all right, it's going down. In the next time I see you.
He tags you in for a second, you hit a guy with a chair, and then you tag him out and leave.
I would never get in the ring.
Yeah.
I would never step foot in the ring.
Are you the one wrestler that never actually gets into the ring?
You wait for the guy to slide out of the ring, like when Craig throws him out.
Right.
You hit him with a chair.
Yeah, and then keep it moving.
And then keep it moving. Just move to the other side.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's what I'd be.
I get that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Maybe if we really hit it off with the New Japan guys, we can book these angles over in Japan. That'd be fantastic.
Go.
He would be the guy who never gets in the ring.
That's right.
Paul would be the figurehead, the manager.
We got to get Chris Allman in on this.
Yeah, of course. Angel. He's got to be a part of this as well.
That's right. Yeah. He'd be the
veteran.
He'd be the wrestler that prays for you before he defeats you.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as he starts to pray for you, you're like,
oh
finished.
No.
You're done.
Well, like he does it while you're like laying on the ground, and then he says a quick little prayer.
He gives you a quick
and
prayer.
The finisher.
Finish them.
Yeah. Yep. Gives you the finisher, and then, like I said a moment ago, count the lights, cowboy. And we're about to be wrapping up here today. We got one commercial break to get to, which we'll do right now, and then we'll come back with a final segment and get ready for what's coming up on You Make the Call.
And when we do that, when you come back or when we come back, I'll have some breaking Texans news.
Okay, that's all on the way next. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade, MSRP of $26,260, now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, discounted price just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. 2020 means it's time for a fun new Fiat. And with a price under $13,000, this Fiat is perfect for you. You've got to drive this new 2019 Fiat 500 Pop Hatchback for an amazing $12,995. So come on, let's do Italian. The Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Back on ESPN Central Texas one final time today, 12 o'clock.
Bill Romanowski?
Yep.
Yeah, my guy.
Old Romo.
Oh, you know we'll get him sometime this week.
Of course.
We get him every year. Got to get that boost of energy.
Got to get a smoothie.
And he'll give us a smoothie. They'll probably give me gas, but yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we went to break, I said I had some breaking Texans news. The Texans have fired Director of Player Engagement, J.J. Moses, and this is according to John McClain and Aaron Wilson, and they've also named Bill O'Brien as the general manager.
Wow.
So remember they were going to go after homeboy from the Patriots? Remember they wanted to go after him last year, and they couldn't get him? He was under contract, so they couldn't get him. And so all the thought were they were going to come and get him when this contract expired. Well, now Bill O'Brien is the GM is in name. So, yeah, he's not going anywhere, and there will be no other GM. It's going to be Bill O'Brien. That's where the buck stops.
Well, I mean, you kind of already knew that was the case.
Yeah.
But
it's official,
for
official
every
now.
Bill O'Brien fan out there that was hoping they would somehow you know, be able to not punish him, but like, you know, kind of like tighten the reins on him a little bit after that, you know, debacle in the playoffs and just various moments throughout the season. And instead, like, it's like they don't know their fan base at all. So they just must have such belief in him that he's untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
And so he damn sure better lead them into a Super Bowl at some point. Or, you know, how about a conference championship game first?
Texans fans just rolled their eyes hearing that. They're thinking, are you kidding
me?
Last
thing
you're giving him more
hear.
Power, even though, like I said, he pretty much had the power anyway. But
now you know.
Now it's official.
Now there's, like, nobody but the team president and the owner above him.
Yep.
And that's all. So that's, yeah, I don't know about that. If I'm a Texans fan, I'm probably not reacting very well to that. But, hey.
It is what it is.
They have that belief in him, so. We'll see what happens there. All right, David Smoke is in studio back in Texas and has a first hour of You Make the Call coming up. I guess Paul Catalina will cover the last couple of hours. So, Smokey, what do you guys have going on today?
I got to come down there and make sure you guys don't have some kind of tidal wave coming your direction. You hear about that news in Jamaica?
Yeah, we were just talking about that, and I'm fascinated by tsunamis, but it doesn't mean I want to see one in person. I'm fascinated, but I don't want to experience it.
No, you don't.
But hey, if you ever get caught in a situation where you're by the ocean and you feel an earthquake, get to high ground.
Yeah.
Get as far inland and high ground as you possibly can.
Yeah, that was
advice there for anybody
that
doesn't know that.
That was pretty scary, so maybe tomorrow when I'm flying in, because I'm coming in to make sure the damage is not out of control from the three of you, but I'll be in tomorrow pretty early and kind of figure it out. Done a great job the first couple of days. And I'm going to do the first hour. Paul does 4 to 6. He'll have Kyle Turley, Natalie Gerson, Boulevard Beer, Daniel Wallach, a sports gambling expert, and Eric Hipple, former Lions quarterback as well. I had a chance to record an interview today with Mac Rhodes on all the various hirings on Dave Aranda's staff. And he kind of touches almost on every one of them. So we'll have that today at 3:30. Kim Mulkey, as they play tonight against Iowa State at home, a little bit from her at 3:15. And then Q, of course, was at the media day last night. And Elijah Lee, linebacker for the 49ers who played at Kansas State and even asked about that, we'll have that today pretty much right off the top of the show.
All right, sounds good. I know we didn't get around to playing Armani Watts because we started talking wrestling, but We'll get to him perhaps tomorrow. It's up on the website. Like we said, we kind of play it by ear right here. So things change, plans change, and that'll be the case for the next 3 days, I'm sure, as well. We've already got to. We know Darren Revelle tomorrow, and we'll see. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I know there's already a couple of others lined up. So we'll see what that looks like, and have another very busy show for you tomorrow. But for now, stay tuned for You Make the Call, a split edition from Miami and Waco with Smokey and Paul Catalina. We'll join you once again tomorrow at noon. Thanks to Stephen Simcox. Q, enjoy media night.
You know you're going to come to the party. Yeah. You're going to come hang out on the boat.
And we will talk to you tomorrow at 12. This is ESPN Central Texas.